running retro dance club, Polyesters is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 3037-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 3037-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Frank,
Ed Schultz,
Randy Rhodes,
The Majority Report,
and Mike Malloy.
Now more progressive.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Indicted last week for conspiracy, Texas Congressman Tom DeLay has been indicted a second time for conspiracy and money laundering. The former House GOP leader is accused of illegally steering corporate donations to Republican candidates. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It's not a good sign for Tom DeLay that another grand jury, presumably looking at somewhat different evidence, would come to the same conclusion, that there's probable cause here to accuse him of a crime. It's a bigger headache for him. It expands the nature of the problem, and I think it makes it much more difficult for him to make the same sort of defense, political or otherwise, that we saw from him last week.
DeLay calls the new indictment an abomination of justice. In western Iraq, four soldiers and a Marine have been killed in fighting against insurgents. Other American troops have launched a new offensive against insurgents in the Euphrates River Valley, where 20 Marines were killed in August. The boat that overturned Sunday, sending 20 people to their deaths, has been fished out of New York's Lake George.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Lake George, New York, on a huge flatbed truck and with a massive police escort. The Ethan Allen was rolled out of this picturesque town and down the interstate. Investigators will comb through the wreckage for any mechanical or structural problems that may have contributed to the accident.
New York State authorities have suspended operations by the company that owns the boat. Officials say the Ethan Allen should have had two crew members on board, but the captain was working solo. Children are finally back in class at some schools in the New Orleans area for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. At Airline Park Elementary in Kenner, the school librarian had some good news.
They've given us new books. So we have boxes of books. So everybody's going to get to pick a book or two, take home with them, so you'll have books at home as well. Isn't that wonderful?
Americans Roy Glauber and John Hall will share the Nobel Prize in Physics with a German scientist for advancing optics technology to improve lasers and GPS technology. Glauber says his work is mostly theoretical at this point.
It hasn't led to anything commercial that I'm aware of. It's the beginning of new ways of dealing with light.
Charge some oil to me. Let it trickle down my spine.
Comedian Nipsey Russell, the rhyming poet laureate of TV game shows, died in New York over the weekend. He was 80. Russell's long show business career included the role of the Tin Man in The Wiz. He was in Car 54 on television and in the movies, and was one of the first black comedians to be accepted by white audiences. From the CBS Health Watch, Minnesota health officials are wondering how a baby born here could have been infected with a polio virus, which has all but been wiped out in this country about a generation ago. They're testing relatives and other adults who were in close contact with the child to see if they passed the virus on. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a point and a half. This is CBS News.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-719-0111. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours every curve of your body. You'll sleep more soundly, wake more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-719-0111. That's 1-800-719-0111.
This is your Vanguard Insight on spotting illusion. Hi, if it's still there after expenses and taxes. After all, if you don't get to keep it, did you really make it? So always ask, how much of this is mine? Then connect with Vanguard at 1-888-VANGUARD or Vanguard.com.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are looking real good for your ride so far this morning. If you're coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25 is starting to get busy around 84th Avenue. Then we're in good shape for the ride into downtown and through 2X. I-70 checks clear as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. 225 and C-470, both moving along fine. And around town, still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal and Highway 93. Turnpike's trouble-free, both east and westbound. Through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, checking the forecast, expect a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s. Right now, we're waking up to 47 degrees. Stop by one of Guyrie's six locations for their Hunter Douglas window fashion sale through October. Guyrie's also offers interior design, color consultation, and is the largest Benjamin Moore paint dealer in Colorado. While there, don't forget Guyrie's holiday specials on art supplies. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about older people. I don't care about the troops. I don't care about public education. I just don't care. So you're either dumb or you're cruel.
The Majority Report, weeknights at 8. Now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
In part by Posture D in the orange box, calcium plus phosphorus for healthy bones. And by HostWay.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. Yesterday, after Tom DeLay's lawyers made a motion for the indictment against him to be dismissed, because the Texas statute that he allegedly violated didn't go into effect until a year after the alleged violation occurred, Ronnie Earl, the Travis County prosecutor, came up with a different indictment from a different grand jury on different charges of money laundering and conspiring to launder money. Our legal analyst, Andrew Cohen, thinks this is a bigger headache for DeLay.
It expands the nature of the problem, and I think it makes it much more difficult for him to make the same sort of defense, political or otherwise, that we saw from him last week.
DeLay's lawyer, Dick DeGaren, doesn't think so.
If this doesn't prove that the motivation behind this indictment is political, then I don't know what it is.
More after this for Posture D. Page 160 of the Surgeon General's report on bone health lists four nutrients essential for building bone mass. There's calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and one more, phosphorus. And if you turn to the back of the orange Posture D box, you'll see it's still the only leading calcium formula that includes phosphorus. Millions of women are phosphorus deficient. They need all four nutrients found in Posture D, because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Building a successful online business starts by answering three important questions. Who will host your website, who will design it, and how will you attract potential customers to it? HostwayBusiness.com provides solutions to these questions by bundling hosting, website design, and marketing tools into one affordable plan. HostwayBusiness.com wants your business to succeed, and they're giving $10,000 of their own marketing budget to one lucky small business owner. Go to HostwayBusiness.com today for a chance to win $10,000 to advertise your business. When is money the same money, and when is it different money? Russ Verney makes a living analyzing Texas politics.
The sending of $190,000 from the Texans for Republican Majority Political Action Committee up to the Republican National Committee. The Republican National Committee then sent seven checks totaling $190,000 back to Texas candidates for the House of Representatives.
And the lays people say that was different money.
No corporate money came to any candidate in Texas.
The new indictment calls it money laundering. Andrew Cohen.
Whether this is a proactive new indictment on the part of the prosecutor or whether it's reacting to something that has come from the DeLay camp, it's still a bigger headache for Tom DeLay, because it either means that there is new evidence or it means that prosecutors have figured out a way around one of the defenses, at least for the time being.
All it means, says DeLay's lawyer, is this.
Obviously, this grand jury was as misled as the last grand jury was.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Sheila Tracy has a hard time reading basic health-related information. Poor reading skills wind up costing America billions in health care every year. Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans launched a program to improve the reading skills of children by using health-related books. Educating consumers at an early age is a great way to increase health awareness and will help keep health care affordable. To find out more, visit bcbs.com.
Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here along with you. 303-713-7600, high today. Only going to be 58 degrees. We do have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Although when I got up this morning, it looked like it had rained here in Boulder overnight. Oh, man. Turk and I are having a battle here to stay awake this morning. I don't know what it is this morning, but I am, good night. I mean, I could just nod off right here. Oh, brother. We're going to talk about Harriet Myers this morning. Strange thing about her. Yeah, and I'll ask some of our guests this morning. We're also going to talk about referendum C&D and also latest developments in the Columbus parade and some other stuff. But, you know, a strange thing about Harriet Myers, that the squawking, that the yelling on the talking head shows yesterday was coming from the right wing, not from the left. I mean, Harry Reid acted enamored with Harriet Myers, the minority leader. But people on the right, like Manuel Miranda, a conservative activist on judicial issues, said the choice of the nominee was no judicial record. It was a significant failure. William Kristol, big neocon voice, said the conservative editor and strategist, William Kristol, said that the selection left him disappointed, depressed, and demoralized. So it looks like most of the screaming about Harriet Myers is coming from the right wing, and we'll ask our guest this morning about that. what this means. You know, yesterday morning I asked you about the fear of Roe v. Wade being overturned if Harriet Myers is confirmed, but it seems like people on the left, or at least liberals, are being strangely quiet or even endorsing Harriet Myers as a good pick. And people on the right are upset that she's not right-wing enough. Now, the White House is telling people, chill out. You'll see that this was a good pick. Here's what Dianne Feinstein said about Harriet Myers.
My view is always wait for the hearing. You know, don't come out and say what you think before you give it. Do your due diligence and an opportunity for people to ask questions and see where she is.
And Harry Reid.
It's not for me to determine what paper trail is here or isn't here. I just understand the broad outline of this woman, and the broad outline looks really good to me.
And how about Charles Schumer?
For the second time in a row, he sent us a nominee who we really don't know that much about.
But they're not really objecting to her either. They're taking a wait-and-see attitude because, hey, she's got no paper trail, as we talked about yesterday morning. And the one thing you can bring up about Harriet Myers is you can say the Bush is engaged in cronyism. Because once again, he goes and he picks, you know, how would you like to have the power to put your own personal lawyer, which she has been, on the Supreme Court? But that seems to be what's going on here. But the right wing seems to be making the majority of the noise about this woman. Dick Cheney even called Rush Limbaugh yesterday. You people. And assured him that, Rush, you and your audience will be comfortable with Harriet Myers. So the administration was out there spinning it in the conservative media about how just wait and see. You'll see that she's going to turn out to be every bit conservative as conservative can be. And you know what really got me? I mean, what really got me, I saw this interview with Nicole Devenish, I believe, White House Communications Director. And it was Chris Matthews on Hardball was talking to her. And I believe that he asked her if the president, if Bush knew where she stood on Roe versus Wade, and Nicole said, no, we didn't ask that question. Now, are you going to tell me that the president, having worked with this woman for 10 years, doesn't have any idea where the conversation never came up about Roe versus Wade and abortion? You know, the conversation about abortion, as Chris Matthews pointed out, and it's true, that conversation comes up with everybody. Doesn't it come up with everybody you know? Don't you at one time or another say to somebody, you know, hey, I mean, how do you feel about abortion? Or I don't like that candidate because that candidate is anti-pro-choice. Or I can't vote for that candidate because that candidate is not pro-choice. Or if you're on the right, I can't vote for that candidate because that candidate's not pro-life. Does anybody really believe that Bush sat there for 10 years working with this woman from Texas all the way to the White House and never once asked her how she felt about the subject of Roe versus Wade? I'm not so sure I totally agree with that. I'm not so sure I totally believe it, that he doesn't know how she stands. And the way they were talking last night, nobody's going to ask her. Or if they do ask her, she's going to decline to answer. So we've got somebody who's going to be on one of the most important courts in the land, and we have no information about her. So these hearings are vitally, vitally important. So we can figure out where in the hell she's coming from. Because nobody seems to know except George W. Bush. And at a time when Bush is under attack for cronyism, what does he do? You know, he's got this petulant side to him, as I said yesterday. What does he do? Well, he turns around and he appoints Harriet Myers, who's on the inside. Unbelievable. So will this turn out to be a good or a bad pick? We'll have to wait and see. We've got plenty of guests this morning to talk about it. We'll talk about, and Tom DeLay. I can't leave Tom DeLay out. Tom DeLay indicted by yet another grand jury, this time for money laundering. So now DeLay's got conspiracy and he's got money laundering hanging over his head. And Tom DeLay says he'll be right back to work soon. Somehow I got a really strange feeling that's not going to happen. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the head of NARAL. Nancy Keenan is her name. She's the president of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights Organization, and we'll see what she has to say about Harriet Myers, and how she feels the president did in Picking Myers. And that's coming up next year on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. It's nice to have you here.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Westminster, that you should know about. The Foot Effects team includes podiatrists, podorthosists, researchers, product specialists, trainers, and other foot care experts. They offer products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, knee, hip, or back pain, and you get the comfort and balance and support you've been looking for. Both Mary and I both have got shoes from Foot Effects, and we selected them way before we ever came here. We got them from the Foot Effects store in Chicago. So I got to tell you, they are great people. And if you're active, if you are on your feet all day, or you're a runner, a jogger, or a walker, and you got a little bit of a foot problem there with pain in the ball of the foot or the heel, or it may be your back or your knees, get to Foot Effects. They can help you out. They're located in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan. Or get on the phone and call them at 1-866-886-FOOT. Or stop by there in Westminster, as I said, 120th and Sheridan next to the Chipotle. Ask about their diabetic shoes, too. If you are a diabetic and have problems with footwear, ask them about diabetic shoes. That's Foot Effects, 1-866-886-FOOT. Or online
or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today of around 58. Look out for some scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin along with you. We're waiting to talk to Nancy Keenan of NARAL. We've been talking here this morning about Harriet Myers, which we were talking about Harriet Myers yesterday morning about this exact same time, because yesterday morning about this exact same time was when the story leaked out that Bush had picked White House counsel Harriet Myers to be his choice for the Supreme Court. And as I said earlier before going into the break, I mean, a lot of people on the left were quiet yesterday, but people on the right were squawking their heads off, saying they've been let down, misled, and that Bush was a type of guy who campaigned as a hard right social conservative, but when he gets into office, he does something else, and that he does what he always does, which is to turn to people that are close to him to fill key and important positions. And there was also this also comes at a time when people are making the charge that Bush engages in cronyism. Nah, come on, George W. Bush engaging in cronyism? Give me a break. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to Nancy Keenan, who is the president of NARAL. Nancy, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, you know, I was talking earlier before you came on about the fact that most of the squawking yesterday, most of the objection yesterday seemed to come from the right.
Yeah.
About Harriet Myers. What do you make of that?
Well, not sure. I think that, of course, there's not that we know about Harriet Meyer, and you know, like, I guess the burden is on the Bush administration and her to prove to all of us, the American public, that, you know, from our vantage point, that she'll protect our fundamental freedoms, including a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, now I asked that yesterday morning when the name first leaked out around this time. I asked people here if they thought that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. Do you think there's a significant chance that it will be?
You know, absolutely. We have a couple cases coming before the court in November. And, you know, we're very concerned. If they don't overturn it entirely, it will be eviscerated and could actually, you know, make abortion care for women across the country mute, basically. But also, you know, this is the same crowd of folks that want to deny women their birth control and won't have the FDA approve the morning after pill. And so it's not just about the issue of choice. It really is about the broader issues of our reproductive health.
Are you guys planning to fight this nomination?
Well, at this point, we need some more information. I mean, there's some red flags, again, on some of her activities in Texas, but we're doing more research. And, again, it's going to be on the Senate asking her some questions, and the burden's on her. The burden is on her.
Yeah, she did urge the American Bar Association to take a neutral viewpoint on the question of abortion.
Absolutely. She was involved in some activities down in Texas with the Bar Association trying to get the American Bar Association to repeal its stand on being pro-choice. But again, there's not a lot of paper trail here, and so we're in the process of continuing some research and seeing where she really stands, and hopefully she can shed some light on that during the hearing process.
You know, it seems to me the only way we're going to find out anything really about her is it depends on what the senators ask her, and it depends on what she answers, because where are you going to get a paper trail on this woman?
Well, that's the tough part, because she's not been a judge.
No.
And she's been inside the administration, and so we're going to see some closed lips there, I'm sure, as well. And you know, even John Roberts didn't answer some of the questions directly up. He talked about the right to privacy, but did not extend it to women in this country. And so, yeah, it causes us some pause, but I said we need more information. We're going to go through the hearing process and see what she has to say.
It's probably going to be more, the hearing process here is probably going to be more important than the John Roberts hearing process, because most of the paperwork that she did was for Bush, mm-hmm. was for the president, and you know they're going to cite presidential, privacy or the
right.
you know, client privilege, so they'll cite that over everything. I mean, I understand that Ted Kennedy is asking for a whole sheaf full of stuff, including emails and correspondence between the two and paperwork, and you know they're never going to give that up.
Yeah, well, the administration, the Bush administration, didn't give any records up for the Roberts hearing. And I think what the American public has to understand, this is the O'Connor seat. This is the swing seat. This is the one that has protected our fundamental freedom and rights under Sandra Day O'Connor's judge, being our justice position. And if indeed it goes to the right, the court shifts dramatically, and not for just a few years. This is a lifetime appointment, a lifetime that they're going to be there.
If this court overturns Roe v. Wade,
mm-hmm.
does that mean World War III in 08?
Absolutely, and I think that, you know, the battle goes back to the states, and 65% of the American public are pro-choice. They don't want politicians making these most personal, private decisions for us as families, as women. It really is between women, their doctors, their God, their family. And they don't want politicians involved in that. So I think this is where the radical right has pushed their agenda, and they're very likely to push this agenda on the Supreme Court with these two nominees.
I just wonder how many women in particular will wake up who may have voted for this guy for other reasons, because maybe they thought he was the one to keep us secure and safe, which we've now seen that that's not true. But whatever reasoning other than the idea of abortion, and they're going to wake up and find out that all of a sudden Roe v. Wade has been referred to the states and has gone on a national level. I wonder how angry they'll be.
Well, and like I said, it's bigger than just the issue of abortion care. This is the same crowd of folks that have endorsed, in essence, the pharmacy refusal, so pharmacists can refuse
right.
women.
Yeah.
This is the crowd that Crawford at the FDA has delayed and delayed and delayed any kind of action on the morning after pill, which all the scientists say are safe and effective for women. This is the crowd that says we should keep government out of our homes, and at the same time, they're very much advocating politicians in our personal decisions. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy here, and it's not just about Roe and abortion care. It is about our broader reproductive health.
Let me ask you a really stupid question. Why do they care about the morning after pill?
Well, I think because it takes some of the debate, some of the wind out of the sails, so to speak, because, again, it's a very private activity. You go, you get your prescription, and in the event that you've had unprotected sex or whatever, you can take care of preventing an unintended pregnancy. And that's the real issue here. NARAL Pro-Choice America, we've always said, look, if we can prevent unintended pregnancies, we can reduce the numbers of abortion in this country. And that is the common ground. That is the place where Americans want to be, to say, look, access to birth control, access to the morning after pills. Stop lying to our kids about abstinence-only sex education. I mean, it amazes me that these folks who value truth continue to lie to our young people and don't give them the information they need to prevent pregnancy. We all want kids to be abstinent. It should be abstinence plus, abstinence-based, but it should not be abstinence-only. And this is a broader issue than just Roe, although that is their holy grail. That's what they're after.
Yeah, it just seems to be so much of a focal point, and I just wonder once again, and I'm just wondering out loud about how many women in particular are going to feel stung that they voted for George W. Bush for some other reason other than reproductive rights and a woman's right to choose and a woman's right to privacy, and then all of a sudden they get stung with this. I just wonder how many people are going to, if indeed it does happen, how many women out there are going to be upset?
Well, I think, again, 65% of the American public says keep politics out of our lives. And, sometimes women and others don't always vote their privacy or their choice position, and they vote other issues. And, they have an agenda here, the administration does, and they have been very focused, very disciplined, and we're now seeing that with the Supreme Court nominees.
All right. Thank you, Nancy, so much for your time. Good luck, too.
Hey, and, Jake, good talking with you.
We're all rooting for you.
I appreciate that. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Nancy Keenan, who was the head of NARAL, Pro-Choice America. If you want to find out more about him, go to www.naral.org. And I wonder how many women, I was wondering this yesterday out loud, I wonder how many women who, because I've got a close friend who voted for George W. Bush. She's female. And obviously voted for him on the idea of security. You know, issues of security. Which we now see that, if we ever had a natural disaster if we ever had a real catastrophe happen in this country, we obviously see that the federal government is not prepared to do anything about it. Obviously with what we saw with Katrina, and also the fact that FEMA is still dropping the ball when it comes to Rita. But she voted for this guy, kind of like in time of war president mentality type situation, but she considers herself to be pro-choice and believes in a woman's right to choose. And, man, I wonder what she would say if this Roe v. Wade ends up being overturned. It's 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 6:30, time for a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are looking real good for your ride so far this morning. We're stalling accident-free on the highways. Now, southbound I-25, seen a busy ride from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then it opens up as you make your way into downtown. Now, I-70 is still checking clear as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, 225 and C-470. They're getting busy, but seem to be moving along just fine and around town. Things are picking up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike, trouble-free east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, off the highways, we do have an accident working. It's a car and a bicycle tangled up on Quincy at Quebec. Checking the forecast, it makes the sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s. Right now, we're at 47 degrees. You never know when you'll need AAA for just $63 a year. AAA covers you for everything from battery boost to free towing, anytime, any state, any car, even if you're...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1.
Now, this is an important Supreme Court seat because this is where Justice O'Connor sat, and this is a swing vote. So, do you think that she should be asked directly her stances, not only on Roe v. Wade, but also on reproductive rights for women? Should she be required to answer this question? Should there be a litmus test for confirmation? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. Get off your half moons and get plugged in here, and let's talk whether you think that Harriet Myers ought to be asked about Roe v. Wade and about reproductive rights for women, considering all this stuff hangs in the balance. and that conservatives have said, and they were saying last night, I heard them on the talking head shows, that you know, that they were determined, and what they wanted to do with George W. Bush and what he promised to do was change the makeup of the court if he got a chance, and to shift the court to a more conservative point of view. Now, I don't know if Joseph Biden, I don't know if Dick Durbin, I don't know if Dianne Feinstein, I don't know if they're going to ask, just directly out and out ask, Harriet Myers about how she feels about Roe versus Wade. And what happens if they ask and she declines to answer? So should there be a Roe v. Wade litmus test for confirmation? And I'll tell you something else that really bothers me here. I'm really bothered at the fact that Democrats seem all too happy about her. And the right seems to be perplexed by her. And disappointed and let down. And that also makes me extremely nervous. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Deborah in Greeley. Deborah, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I guess my question is, with these hearings when they're talking to these nominees and that, I don't understand. It's like an interview to me, and you should be able to ask them anything and get an answer. If into an interview and didn't answer the questions, we wouldn't get the job.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that, but they're designed, I think, not to invoke a fight from either side. I don't understand why you just can't ask somebody flat out, look, do you favor Roe v. Wade, or do you favor overturning Roe v. Wade, and then being able to, as a senator on the Judiciary Committee, being able to base your vote on that?
I agree. And I don't know why you can't do that. I don't understand where the rules are or who wrote them, saying that that isn't...
I don't think there's anything written there. I think they just do it out of courtesy and custom. But I'd like to see the question asked. Would you? And I think you would too, wouldn't you? Okay. Well, we lost her. All right. Let's go to Jim in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Jim.
The bigger issue about Harriet Meyer, I think, is why did Bush pick her? I mean, she's definitely, you know, she's got some credentials, but not ever being a judge. I mean, there's if she's the sharpest knife in the drawer that he could have picked, I mean, it bodes ill for the country because now he's just picking whomever, however, whenever, and the gutless Congress that we have and gutless legislators don't want to take him to task over anything.
Well, she wouldn't be the first person who's been picked that wasn't a judge. Rehnquist wasn't a judge either.
But he had a long legal career, and he was respected, you know. But again, the whole thing stems from who she knows, who she's been associated with, and it's like a buddy system, you know. Help me out here, I'll help you out in the future. I wish I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth, and I wouldn't be driving to work every day.
Yeah, I think the cronyism charge that you're bringing up is a good one, and I think a lot of people on the left will probably raise that and have raised that. But I think, you know, it's really a weird thing here. I thought that this is what Bush was going to do. I thought, since his poll numbers were down, that I thought he would pick somebody who was extremely conservative and from the right in order to rally his base, strengthen the Republican Party, because many members of the Republican Party had the smell of blood in the water with this next confirmation, and they were ready to rumble. They wanted to fight.
I agree.
But Bush went ahead and picked somebody that doesn't seem to offend anybody, except for a few people on the right. And I wonder if Bush's choice is based on his weakness, that he doesn't want to spend any more political capital than he has to, because the fact is, he's a 40% at the polls president.
Yeah, and he wants to try to pass Social Security reform and more tax cuts when we can't afford them. I mean, the guy's he's drifting along rudderless, and now he picks a Supreme Court justice nominee that doesn't do anything for me, and I hope she doesn't do anything to the women in this country, because God only knows what she's going to think about and decide. But Jay, have a great day. I enjoy your show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good one too. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines here if you want to comment about, should this be a litmus test for every Supreme Court nominee? Should we know? Should they ask about Roe v. Wade? Which I guess traditionally they don't do. Should Joseph Biden or Dianne Feinstein or Dick Durbin or any other leading Democratic member of the judiciary ask Harriet Myers how she feels about Roe versus Wade? Should we be able to hear her answer on national television so that we all know where she stands? Or is it going to be like John Roberts, where we're never going to know? And should the Democrats let that pass? Or should they violate precedent? And I, you know what, maybe there's somebody out there who knows more about this than I do. Maybe there's somebody out there who can explain to me why in the world they never do ask. But I heard Orrin Hatch, who's a conservative Republican yesterday from Utah, I heard him say in a soundbite that there is no litmus test. There is no Roe v. Wade litmus test for a nomination to the Supreme Court. I heard him say that. And I wondered why. Why can't we ask? Why? And I wonder how many of you agree with me that you'd like to know where the nominee stands on this question. And that the idea of never asking the nominee and just letting the nominee float through without asking is, you know, is kind of weak. And that the Democrats should grow some and just ask the question because it is important to women and it is important to the country. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, and we'll talk to you coming up at 641, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 7.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683. 1-800-774-1683.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Single Automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And plus, they'll show you Carfax, which a lot of car dealerships just won't do. Now, here's the best part. The matching down incentive. They got it going. $1,500, up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you're looking at $3,000 down on the car or vehicle of your choice. And at Rockies, the sales staff can't be beat. People like Colby and Roger and Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, the Spanky and the Mays brothers and the Ali brothers. I mean, they got a whole family of brothers working out there. And I'll tell you what, they'll definitely take good care of you. Rockies Autos, Mary and I have bought from them before, and we'll buy from them again. As a matter of fact, Turk, I'm taking John Turk out there on Wednesday to look at cars. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd, 713-7600. Should Jay Marvin start drinking coffee in the morning in order to be more wide awake? Let me slap myself. Okay. Maybe I need to turn the air conditioner down in here. And you know, I went to sleep early last night, too. All right, let's get back to the calls here. We go to Rich in Westminster. Rich, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in here, pal. What about yourself?
Good. Oh, not too bad driving to work. Hey, I want to make a couple comments here, I guess. To answer your question, I think that probably maybe people should be asking this question, because that is in my opinion, the heart of what's on everybody's mind right now. And the country is so divided on this one decision.
Yeah, why not ask it, right?
Exactly right. My other point is that I work with these people that they basically decide that they are these holy rollers and right wing Christians just because they are pro life. However, this president that they voted for, in my opinion, has done absolutely nothing to prove to me that he's Christian, other than he claims to be pro-life, and yet he'll go to Iraq and kill innocent people there, kill our troops there. He isn't very Christian, as far as I know, from being raised Christian, other than this one point.
No, you know, he's not, and he does nothing to administer to the poor. As a matter of fact, he's trying to yank funds. He's trying to cut funds on Medicaid. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, this guy is a Christian in name only. He may go to church, but his actions are not very Christian-like. You know what, Rich? I would agree with you on that 100%.
Right.
All right, pal. Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
you
it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, let's go to my old friend Bill in Castle Rock. Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
How are you this early? Are we getting into Castle Rock this early in the morning?
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm always up in Castle Rock. That place doesn't ever shut down. You kidding me?
a little pea shooter before sunrise signal is making it into Castle Rock.
Yeah, they don't drink coffee down there, boy. It shuts tequila before sunrise, I think. I don't know.
You must have like a gigantic antenna on top of your house.
I don't know. I think you guys started boosting your signal or something. I used to get blocked when I pulled in the garage. Now I get it. I don't know. It's all crazy. It's sunspots or something, I guess.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, do you think?
You know, this whole Roe versus Wade thing, you know, it kind of bothers me that that's the only focus we have. First of all, they're gutting abortion rights, and they're not touching Roe versus Wade, and they're doing it under a case called Planned Parenthood v. Casey.
Right.
And they're limiting the ability to do it. I don't think they have any plan to touch Roe versus Wade. They're going to cut off abortion in an entirely different way. But the other thing about it is, We have so many things to worry about from this Supreme Court. What about property rights? What about privacy rights?
Well, I think all of those things are there, and I think all of those things are important, and I think they're all worth worrying about. But, let's face it. This is the thing I found, really shocking, okay? When Nicole Devenish, the White House communications director yesterday, was saying on MSNBC, she was saying that, the president has never asked, and we have never asked, Harriet Myers how she feels about Roe versus Wade. And I thought, you know what, that's disingenuous.
Yeah, they sit around and have dinner together.
Yeah, but, Bill, I mean, have you ever gotten together with, I mean, just in casual conversation you talk about it.
Sure. Although I'm not sure with Bush, I mean, that guy's not very intellectually deep. I'm not sure he has much in the way of depth of his conversations.
Well, but I'm saying that somebody in the White House must have sat down with her and said, hey,
sure.
Just in passing. I mean, wouldn't you say it in passing to somebody?
Absolutely. And you know what else is interesting about all this? I don't know if you saw the conservative congressman yesterday, who just flat out came out and said George Bush flinched from a fight. He was afraid to take him on.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying, sure.
Yeah, and that doesn't hurt at all.
Well, they're saying that he's doing it because he's a weak president, because his poll numbers sit down in the 40s, and that what he's got coming up, he's going to have to fight and wrangle over the Katrina aid while trying to maintain his tax cuts for the wealthy. So he's got a lot on his plate, and he didn't want to fight over the Supreme Court nominee, so he picks Harriet Myers, who has no paper trail. But I just don't know why Biden or Kennedy or somebody just doesn't ask her flat out how she feels about a woman's reproductive rights.
I think they have a little gentleman's agreement not to do it.
See, why? Why should we have a gentleman's agreement on this?
Oh, I don't know. You know, the whole history of the Senate has been, work together and collegiality and all that kind of stuff. I'm not telling you that it's right. I just think that's how it is. I mean, that's why it was so shocking when our boy Dick Cheney cursed out,
Patrick Leahy.
Yeah, on the floor of the Senate. You just don't do that kind of thing.
Which, by the way, Cheney called Rush Limbaugh yesterday and told Rush Limbaugh and his audience that they would love Harriet Meyer.
Oh, boy.
What is that?
Full spin ahead.
Yeah, what does that tell you? All right, hey, plug your event that's coming up.
Hey, October 15th, Dennis Kucinich, Bill Johnson from the Rocky Mountain News. And it's a symposium on the Iraq War and just going to have some veterans, some Gold Star moms. At George Washington High School, $15, just a fantastic. I can't tell you it's going to be a fun event because it's not a fun topic, but it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful.
All right, if people want to go to that for $15, where do they get the tickets?
Go to our website at www.btc-usa.org, and I'm sorry I don't have the phone number with me. I'm in the car, but it's btc-usa.org.
All right, man. And, hey, by the way, you know, when we went to the Elbert County Democrats Saturday night, Mary won big in the auction again.
You guys are setting this things up. I don't know. What Jay's talking about, he came down to Douglas County dinner and his wife won everything. Ridiculous.
She won big again.
And I was even a fool drawing the tickets. I don't even know how that works.
All right, Bill. Good to talk. Okay, good to hear your voice.
Have a great day.
We'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we've done about two or three of those. Douglas County, and I think we did Jefferson and Albert, Mary, anytime there's a silent auction, Mary has to get in there and has to bid. All right, let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
I know you hate to hear about, you know, conspiracy theories and all that
stuff.
You always poo-poo them. You always
do. Because some of them are ridiculous.
Yeah, but this one...
I give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, this president doesn't do anything unless there's something in it for him. And I have to think that they are looking forward to the day. They know people are screaming impeachment. And when they load up the Supreme Court with their good buddies, do you think anything's going to happen, even if we do get back the House and the Senate? I do not foresee anything but that. The Roe v. Wade is important. Personal choices and rights are important. But I think it's like a game of sleight of hand here. They are so busy showing us something over here that we're not paying attention to the big picture on the other side. And they are doing something. I don't know what the hell they're doing, because I don't have a crystal ball, and I sure as heck don't have access to all the stuff that everybody else does. But by God, something is going on with these people. They are, I mean, she's a corporatist. They are fascists in the worst sense of the word.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you a thought I had yesterday while I was watching the coverage of this. And I guess you could call it a conspiracy theory, maybe, if you want to. And I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. But I thought to myself, we have another close election in this country, and it has to go before the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
There's no way a Democrat can win.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And, you know, do you think that they give a rat's ass about our rights, about our disenfranchisement and voting? Do you think? I mean, let's face it. Everybody says, you know what? Mr. West had it correct. George Bush does not care about black people, and he doesn't care about anybody. He doesn't care about anybody unless you're rich and you're white, and that is a fact. And anybody who doubts that has to just look at his regime. His, you know, this administration has been horrible. And for them to sit there and say, don't worry, you're going to love her, yeah, they'll love her because she's going to protect all their interests. She doesn't care about people. She's been protecting George Bush and his reputation for 20-some years. She's the one that was hiding all the information about his National Guard non-duty. She's the one that helped protect his driving, you know, under the influence and his cocaine crap.
Yeah, that's true. You know, what you're saying is absolutely true.
Exactly. And so if you think that this cow isn't going to protect his butt again, guess again, because she is. She might be single, but she's getting it from somewhere, and I think it's from George Bush, because, by God, this woman has been protecting him for years. Anyway,
all right.
That's all I've got to say. Have a good day.
Okay, but wait, before you hang up, did I poo-poo your conspiracy theory?
No, actually, this time you almost sort of came around.
See, I'm not against all of them, just some of them.
I know. Some of them are crazy, but I think we really honestly have to look at the big picture with this group. You know, all of a sudden we're not hearing, I am praying that Fitzgerald does something with Roe. Roe needs to be, you know, called in.
Well, that may happen here in the next couple of weeks.
And I am praying that DeLay goes to prison for money laundering. I am praying that Frist goes to prison for his insider trading. I am praying, and I'm not a Christian, but I sure do believe in witchcraft, and I'm hoping that these people get what's coming to them, because they have totally screwed this country over. They are trying to ruin it. They don't care about the working people. They really honestly don't care. We are fodder for their regime. And that sounds horrible, but by God, that's what it is. So people who are members of unions, people who are laborers, need to get together and remember that labor unions are the ones that,
right.
that,
I, listen,
that
I,
gave them their
I
weekends,
agree.
Brought medical care,
I agree. Listen, I agree.
Everything else.
I agree with that totally, 100%. I really do. And I heard some conservative congressman the other day say when national health care was this topic, he said, well, you know, that sounds like a 40 years past of a failed liberalism for the past. And I thought to myself, you know, for 40 years, we haven't had it so bad. It's only been about the last 6 years that it's really gotten worse. Laverne,
exactly.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate
Take
the call.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. Can we get time to squeeze Greg in? Greg, you got 30 seconds. Go, man. Make it count.
Hello?
Yeah, you got 30 seconds. Hit it.
Okay, I'm going to go. This is just a thought for the day. I've been looking at this rhetorically and what's done, and I'm wondering if Roe versus Wade, plus the whole gay marriage amendment thing, you know, the gay marriage amendment thing has been dropped. And I think
No, it hasn't.
Don't think?
You know, you'll see it again, and you'll probably see a referendum ballot on. You'll probably see a ballot on this state to outlaw gay marriage.
Than you thought possible. Just dial 1-800-600-5103. 1-800-600-5103.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKZN.
Tom DeLay calls it the legal equivalent of a do-over. The powerful Texas congressman has been indicted on corruption charges for the second time in less than a week. The new indictment, like the first one, accuses DeLay of conspiracy and adds a charge of money laundering. The indictment alleges that DeLay illegally channeled corporate donations to Republican candidates. Defense lawyer Dick DeGaron says DeLay is the innocent victim of a political hatchet job.
If this doesn't prove that the motivation behind this indictment is political, then I don't know what it is.
A top Texas Democrat, Harris County Democratic Party leader Jerry Bernberg, insists DeLay's case has nothing to do with politics.
This isn't about election years. This isn't about edges. This is about whether one of the most powerful men in the nation, who happens to be a Republican, violated the law.
A conviction carries a possible life prison sentence. In Lake George, New York.
Straighten it out.
Salvage teams have raised the tour boat that flipped over and sank on Sunday, taking the lives of 20 passengers. Acting Federal Safety Chief Mark Rosenker on the CBS News Early Show.
Diving teams did an excellent job of raising the vessel from 70 feet from the floor up to the surface, pumping out that water, and then enabling it to be towed away to a secure location where we will today begin the process of examining the vessel.
New York State has suspended the operating certificates for all five boats the tour company owns. American troops are on the offensive against insurgents in Iraq's Euphrates River Valley. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Baghdad tells us military officials are reporting casualties.
The latest U.S. military operation to root out insurgents in the west of the country. At least five American service personnel have been killed in the last 24 hours or so. One or two by roadside bombs, another was shot. It's part of an ongoing operation, two ongoing operations, in fact, to cut off insurgent supply lines and infiltration routes.
Questions about the war in Iraq, the Gulf Coast hurricane relief effort, and his latest Supreme Court choice could come up when President Bush holds a Rose Garden press conference scheduled to begin about 90 minutes from now. Some Louisiana communities hit hard by two hurricanes are so strapped for cash they may not be able to pay their workers. Governor Kathleen Blanco is asking the government to suspend restrictions on the use of federal emergency funds so those towns can make ends meet.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem.
He was a regular on television's Car 54 and appeared in a movie remake years later. But comedian Nipsey Russell, who died in New York over the weekend, will be remembered as the rhyme-time poet laureate of TV game shows and as one of the first black stand-up comics to win favor with white audiences. He was 80 years old. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
This is the fifth house I've sold this month. Who'd have thought?
2 years ago, this neighborhood was all potential. Now this real estate agent is selling the city's fastest-growing community with help from Network Solutions. Their website design professionals helped her build a great new home online for her business.
My new website has, well, loads of charm and lots of original features.
So you'd call it a real must-see.
No, I'd call it one hot property.
Move your business to a better neighborhood. Visit NetworkSolutions.com and go farther.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are picking up on the highways and dealing with some heavy fog on the north side of town. That may reduce your visibility. Now in Commerce City, eastbound I-270, we're slow from I-76 over to York. Southbound I-25, running heavy from 104th down to the turnpike. We have a crash off to the shoulder right around 84th. That's causing a little bit of curiosity slowing for you. Eastbound I-70, bunching up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and around town. Things are busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline are loaded up, and the turnpike starting to bunch up Denver bound right around Federal. Checking the forecast, expect a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s right now, 48 degrees. Denver Health, Colorado's academic level one trauma center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunities available. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes hit the gridiron this Saturday at 5 p.m. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for CU's homecoming game as the Buffs battle the Texas A&M Aggies.
Steps away from linebacker. High steps it into the end zone.
Ranch in Westminster. Call 465-6363. That's Taliesin Salon Spa at the Ranch.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 58. Chances of some showers and thunder showers this afternoon. 303-713-7600. Let's talk about referendum C and D with State Representative Ken Gordon. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
That should be State Senator Ken Gordon.
That's right.
I said representative by accident there.
That's okay.
Hey, listen. There's an advertisement. I know you probably have seen this, and I really want to talk about this. There's an advertisement on television that shows a guy dressed up as a politician grabbing an envelope marked tax refund out of a woman's hand and then grabbing an ice cream cone from a little girl. And have you seen this ad?
No, I haven't.
All right, and what it does is, I think, is it misleads the public into believing that if they vote for referendum C and D, that really what they're doing here is that they're giving up their income tax money. Now, I fell into this trap early on in the game myself and was corrected by Andrew Romanoff, but I want you to set the record straight. This, we're not talking here about people's state income tax records, state income tax checks, are we?
No, we're not. If you pay more than your federal or state income tax liability, you get a refund, and you'll still get a refund. C&D pass. The only refund that you don't get is what's called the Tabor surplus refund, and no one's gotten that in the last 3 years anyway, because we haven't had a Tabor surplus in 3 years. So it's misleading. The ad is misleading, and it's actually another thing about the ad is that it sort of makes all of this into a fun joke for them. But it's entirely serious. The money goes to education, higher education, health care, transportation. We'll be the first state to defund higher education. There'll be no in-state tuition in Colorado if this doesn't pass. We've got waiting lists of 800, 900 people, disabled children who can't get services. They get them in other states. Early intervention, which would save huge amounts of money on disabled children if we gave them some therapy now, and we're not doing it. So this is entirely serious, and it's entirely important, and it's every citizen's responsibility to vote for C and D.
Here's something else I don't think a lot of people realize. The money for the anti-C and D folks, the people who are allied with the Independent Institute and John Caldera, there is money coming from outside the state of Colorado to defeat C and D. True?
We think that's true. They won't disclose where the money comes from, but they have a guilty conscience about it, so we think it's coming from outside the state.
I mean, Dick Armey's involved in this, isn't he?
Dick Armey and Grover Norquist, people from... You know, they're going around the country trying to pass Tabor amendments in other states, but they don't put in the ratchet effect, which we have in ours, because they acknowledge in the other states that it's a mistake. But they don't acknowledge it here because they feel like if they give an inch, we'll take a mile. But they know it's wrong, and they won't admit it, the ratchet effect.
And how have you seen any public opinion polls? How is C&D doing?
We're winning, but we're not... We don't have over 50%. We've got more people that want to vote for it than they've got that are going to vote against it. But there's a large undecided group, too. And the big problem is that in a presidential race, 2 million people in Colorado vote, and we've never had 1 million people vote in an odd-year election. So the big problem is getting people who would vote for this to the polls, people who do care about educating kids and having a health care safety net, having good roads and bridges, which is most of the people. They need to turn out.
And what do you say to somebody who says that the Tabor Amendment forces government to be lean and mean?
Well, you know, lean is a good thing, and Colorado is one of the leanest state governments in the country. The problem is that if you're using that analogy, which is the food-based analogy about someone, whether they're fat or lean, we're already lean, but if you starve somebody, then you're not cutting fat, you're cutting muscle and bone. And that's where we are in Colorado. These are basic services, and they're needed, they're necessary. We're frugal in Colorado, but we don't want to not have a higher education system that provides an ability for everyone in Colorado to go to college, in-state tuition. And other states have it, and they think it's a good thing. And if we want to compete economically with other states and other countries, we have to educate our kids.
But, that, you know, that's what the anti-C&D people say. They say there's too much waste in government. And
yeah, they make that up. They entirely make that up. They every time we look at one of their examples, it turns out to be misleading. I say they're a half-truth or a whole lie.
So when they peddle that about the state wasting money, and essentially what they're doing is they're just lying.
Yeah, well, they take something. Well, John Kildare is a good example. He's been talking about this art exhibit with pornography in it.
Right.
The state paid no money at all for that. Lynn Bartles in the Rocky Mountain News made that clear, asked John about it, and he admitted that was true. But it's cute for him. You know, it's like an entertaining little anecdote, so he doesn't mind that it's not true. And there are other examples like that as well. So, you know, they believe the end justifies the means, and if they have to be dishonest in order to win this, they're willing to do it.
Such as an example of this television ad that I brought up to you about the envelope being marked tax refund, and the guy who's playing the politician grabs that and the ice cream cone from the little girl, and the ad is clearly misleading because you see tax refund and you think, well, they're talking about my state tax refund.
Yeah, that would be what I would call a half truth.
Okay, how are you guys doing on your walk?
We're doing great. We're between Colorado City and Walsenburg. We do events in different cities. In Colorado Springs, Lionel Rivera, the mayor of Colorado Springs, is a supporter of C&D. He spoke to our group. I think that shows a lot of courage on his part because he's getting a lot of criticism in Colorado Springs for supporting C&D. But he's entirely on the real world talking about things like Colorado Springs has a University of Colorado campus on it, and he doesn't think the students can afford double-digit tuition increases every year, and he's got road problems. So he's trying to govern the city, and he lives in the real world, and the opponents live in ideology land where facts don't matter. So walk's going well. We're waving and smiling and getting more thumbs up than thumbs down from passersby.
All right. Do you know where the next place is people will be able to see you?
Walsenburg. We're going to be in Walsenburg tomorrow night, and then we're going to be in Trinidad, and then we go to Raton Pass, and we're done. We'll be done on Sunday, this coming Sunday, October 9th.
All right, I got somebody who wants to ask you a question. You want to take the question?
Sure.
All right, let's go with Lewis, who wants to ask a question. Lewis, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, thank you for taking my call. I just want to ask you, I totally agree with C&D. My only problem with it is, why do we have to borrow money to start the programs right away? Why can't we pay as we go? Like I do, I mean, I pay as I go, you know. And why can't the government pay as they go instead of borrowing money to start the programs right away?
Do you want to answer that, Senator?
Sure. He's talking about D. D is bonding to get started on paying some road projects, some capital construction for schools, and police and fire pension funds. You know, that's a reasonable discussion. I think that it's appropriate to get started on these road projects right away. You do it when it's like a mortgage. When you get to live in your house while you're paying for it, and we get to these road projects while we're paying for it, it's not fiscally irresponsible because there's enough money to make the payments. But that's D, not C. And if he has a problem with that, he can vote accordingly. But I think it's appropriate. I'm supporting both C and D.
All right. Senator, thank you so much for your time, and we'll want to get a weekly update at least or every couple of weeks to find out where you are on the walk and how things are going and urge people to back C&D.
Okay, the walk is thecoloradowalk.org, and they can see where we are at any time. And vote yes on c-d.com is the campaign's website. And I'll check in with you later in the week because we're going to be finishing soon.
Okay. Thank you a bunch, Senator. Really appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Here's State Senator Ken Gordon talking about the C&D. Coming up next here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I really hate to get into this, but we're going to have to talk about it because there's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News about the Columbus Crossroads. Parade opponents list four conditions to avoid conflict. And how in the world are you going to work this out? And whether the whole idea of this parade is correct. And I know we've talked about it before, but it's back in the news here again this morning. Plus, I got another one that kind of fits along the same manner a story about a plan to show a Confederate flag in Illinois has drawn a bunch of criticism. So we'll talk about those two topics coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, with J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. You can line up now if you want to talk about the Columbus Parade and what I'll read you what the American Indian Movement is proposing, and basically it's just a...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Choice Award year after year, and which restaurant features a product that is unique and a tradition in Colorado, and who's been a Colorado icon for over 30 years. If you guessed Bojo's Colorado Style Pizza, you guessed absolutely right. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings piled high, just like the Colorado Rockies, and featuring the finest and freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses. And you know something? They got a deal now that you just can't beat. For a limited time only, Bojo's is offering their famous lunch buffet for dinner. Check this out. Check this incredible offer out. For an amazingly low price of $6.99, you can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes the soup, the rockin' salad bar, and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. And if you've got a family, it's even sweeter. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. And this is for a limited time only. This special is good for a limited time, Monday through Thursday, from 5 p.m. until 8:30 in the evening. That's Monday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening. Bojo's, where else can you order a delicious pizza by the pound? You can get it at Bojo's. Stop by the local Bojo's nearest you. Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University. Denver at South Colorado Boulevard.
Feel more alive and you may live longer. So chill. You'll be glad you did. At Kaiser Permanente, they want you to thrive.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 80, whoops, I almost slipped and said 81. That's not the high today, it's 58, and it's cloudy out right now. We have a chance of some thundershowers and thunderstorms after 3 in the afternoon. But, man, here in Boulder, it is cloudy. 303-713-7600. All right, you know what, I'd like to build this as the last discussion we'll ever have on this topic, but I know it's not going to be the last discussion, and I know that we're going to continue to talk about this up until October the 10th. Why? Because it hasn't been settled. Now, there's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News written by Charlie Brennan, and it says, Columbus Crossroads, parade opponents list four conditions to avoid conflict. Activists presented Denver officials Monday with four requests that they say must be met to avoid a looming confrontation between Columbus Day parade participants and those who oppose it. Their letter to Mayor John Hickenlooper and the City Council asks them for an unequivocal declaration that the celebrations of Christopher Columbus, whom they see as responsible for launching 500 years of genocide against indigenous people, should end in Denver. It also requests that city officials facilitate dialogue between the American Indian and the Italian American communities, that city funds previously devoted to paying overtime to riot police be spent on public services for American Indian people in Denver, and that a review of the Denver public schools approach to teaching about Columbus and U.S. policy of expansion be undertaken. The letter from the Leadership Council for the American Indian Movement of Colorado and the Elders Council of the Colorado AIM chapter states that if these terms are met, plans to protest Saturday's Columbus Day parade will be shelved. The activists want a city response by Thursday, and they may already have it. Any opinions on the content of your speech or theirs will merely inflame the issue even more, Mayor Hickenlooper wrote in response Monday. We think it does not encourage free speech and free exchange of ideas for the local government to dictate what is appropriate for local organizations longstanding to support or to celebrate. This is what Hickenlooper wrote. And you know what? On one hand, you can't stifle people's free speech. I don't think anybody would be for that. On the other hand, there's a lot of us that realize that Columbus was not a nice guy. And we've talked about this before. I talked about it, last week. And you know the parade is coming up on October the 10th. And is this thing ever going to be settled? I don't think so. And I don't think the city can meet these demands. And the only reason I say that is because, I mean, I just don't think that they will. And I don't, you know, Hickenlooper's letter indicates that the government cannot interfere with somebody's right to free speech. And you know what? The people who want to have this Columbus Day parade, even though Columbus was not a great guy, and what are we going to do about this? Now, how are we going to settle this, if it's ever going to get settled at all? I mean, if you take a libertarian standpoint towards this, then you got to admit. I mean, how do you control somebody's free speech? If they want to get a parade permit and do it legally, if they want to have a Columbus Day parade, if they want to have an anti-referendum C&D parade, if they want to have a pro-C&D parade, whatever it is they want to do, how do you turn around and in good conscience tell them they can't do it because it violates community sensibilities or it violates the feelings of a certain group, in this case being the Native Americans? I mean, most of us know and accept what Columbus is, don't we? Don't we accept what Columbus is? But But how do we turn around and say to these people, no, you can't have the parade? Now, the last time we talked about this, I had on members from the indigenous people, of Native Americans. And I got all kinds of emails from people calling them lunatics. And basically, you know, saying, you know, why did you put them on? And I put them on so they could air their grievances. Now, I don't agree with the Columbus Day Parade. I don't think Columbus ought to be honored in any way, shape, or form. But I can't see going to the city and denying these people the right of their free speech just any more than I would want anybody to deny me my right of free speech if I decided to organize a march against the war in Iraq. And I think that's what we're stuck with here. That if you live in a society with certain freedoms, you know, some of these freedoms are going to be painful. And I don't know that the city of Denver can cancel the parade without facing a lawsuit. And aren't you infringing on the folks who want to put on the Columbus Day Parade? Aren't you infringing on their free speech? 303-713-7600. I hope that this is the last discussion on this where we're going to have. Because I don't see any way to settle this problem that either side would be happy with. I just don't see it. And if you've got a solution, I'd love to know what it is. 303-713-7600, because I don't know that there is a solution. And you know what? Free speech is a very, very valuable and precious commodity. And I value free speech. I may not agree with everything that's being said. I may challenge what's being said, but I value it. And I don't know how you can turn around and say to these people who want to put on the Columbus Day Parade, okay, you know what? Forget it. You can't put it on because Columbus was a murderer. And all of these demands that are being put on. I mean, I just, you know, it's like, it's painful, but it's like they have a right to assemble peacefully and make their feelings known. Suppose the shoe were on the other foot. Suppose somebody wanted to stop the American Indian movement from having a demonstration. They would cry foul. So, as a progressive, I feel caught in between both sides here. And I'm not saying I feel caught between both sides to be political. I'm just saying it because I believe it. I don't think Christopher Columbus was a great guy. I wouldn't want to march in a parade or be a part of anything that has to do with Christopher Columbus. Although there'll be Christopher Columbus parades across this country. I don't even think there should be a Christopher Columbus holiday. As far as I know, we have to work on Christopher Columbus Day. Am I right about that, Turk? I think we have to work. Well, I know one thing's for sure. I didn't take the day off. I may be here talking to myself that morning, but I didn't take the day off. As far as I know, we don't get the day off. So I don't know if there's a way to even settle this. But free speech is painful sometimes. And that's why this people get into a rush to give it up so easily. All right, let's see if we can squeeze a call in here before we have to do the traffic. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan, what do you think?
Well, I'm ACLU type, so I support everyone's right to speech. I also am opposed to the parade. I think it's an affront to the Native Americans. However, I didn't hear anything in that list of four demands that said they have to stop the parade. It said that the city should express their dissatisfaction with such a parade, but they didn't say pull the permit. I didn't hear anything in those four demands that said they have to stop their free speech.
Well, here's one of the things in the declaration, that the mayor and city council make a declaration that celebrations of Christopher Columbus should end in Denver because such a display are historically flawed and divisive to the community. The mayor and the city council endorse a proposal to replace Columbus Day as a state and national holiday with a more inclusive and appropriate holiday.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. I agree with that. I think that'd be a good thing for the city to do. just as they should decry Nazis marching in Skokie or the Klan marching.
Right.
But that didn't say pull the permit. It just said they should. They didn't say outlaw it. They said they should express, I forget the word you were just using, but they just said they should express the view of the city. It didn't say pull the permits.
So the end result is what?
The end result is I think the city should express their dissatisfaction with the Columbus Day people continuing their parade. They can also express their dissatisfaction with AIM protesting the parade, but nonetheless, they both have the right to that speech. And nothing in these four demands said that the city should stop the Italian-Americans from having their parade.
Yeah, you're right about that. They can condemn the parade, but they can't stop it.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Dan.
So there you go. There's the solution.
Okay, you got it. Thanks. Yeah, I agree with him. You know, Columbus is not a good guy. And that the city, you know, should take some kind of a moral stance. But the city can't go in and tell them they can't have the parade. That's the big thing. One line open at 303-713-7600. One line at 303-713-7600. The Nina and the Santa Maria were killing machines, let's face it. And was there a third ship? Was it the Pinto, Nino, and Santa Maria? I can't remember. I was stoned during most of history class. 7:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Shay. Right now, we are in the thick of things if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Seeing brake lights from Sheridan over to I-25, then westbound 6th Avenue. Also, it's because of a crash right around Kipling. That's tying up the right lanes. A stop on I-25 running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Also have a two-car crash northbound on Santa Fe. That's right before Alameda. Around town, we're slowing along the diagonal as you make your way between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway are busy, and Denverbound on the Turnpike, it's slow from Federal to Pecos. Checking the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s right now, 49 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use the most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of items throughout the store. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Rockies, so they'll give you the kind of help and attention that you definitely deserve. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So check them out online at Rockies Autos. Put an S on the end of auto, rockiesautos.com. Or, here's the other thing, stop by. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. I'll be roaming around there on Wednesday. So, you know what, if you're at Rockies on Wednesday, you'll see me. That's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method.
Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Well, you know, you're not that kind of guy.
No, I don't take any holidays off. Other than sometime I'll take a week in Christmas, around Christmas. But I am. I'm working on Rosh Hashanah, and I'll work on Yom Kippur and all the rest of it. But you know what? The thing is about this parade. I mean, I don't know of any way to settle this problem because, as I said to Dan and Boulder, and as Dan said, the city should condemn it because Christopher Columbus was a murderer. But the thing is, if somebody wants to get together and have a parade, you can't sit there and tell them they can't have it. You can't infringe on their free speech rights. 303-713-7600, two lines open, and let's go to Sabrina in Denver. Sabrina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you think?
Okay, well, first I have to say that I'm part African-American and part Native American, and I mention that to say that actually it wouldn't even bother me if a white supremacist group had a parade because, to me, the right, I don't want anyone to tell me that I couldn't have a parade or be able to express my views publicly also. So, you know, I'm not from here, so I don't know a whole lot about the whole situation.
No, this has been going on for a long time, this struggle between the two sides.
Okay, so, you know, I'm coming from the South and all. That really didn't bother me. You know, maybe I'm just unique. It really didn't bother me as far as them able to, you know, I'm talking about white supremacist groups or whatever, to express their views publicly. Because, you know, personally, I don't agree with them, but I feel they should have that right to speak like I should. So I agree with the caller before, Dan, who stated basically you can show that you don't agree with them or like them, but just allow them to still have their parade.
So you think you're like Dan? You think the city should come out and condemn Christopher Columbus Day and say that the idea that Christopher Columbus, the whole idea is basically flawed and divisive to the community, and that the holiday should be set aside.
I do agree with that. I mean, he didn't discover America, but I do agree with that. But as far as if people want to sit up there and give him parade, then they have that right. But yeah, it would be nice for them to say, look, you know, we don't agree with this. We want to set this so-called holiday aside. So I do agree with that.
All right. Hey, by the way, I understand you moved here from New Orleans.
Yes, I did.
Did you get flooded out?
A little. Not completely. We were able to salvage some things. But Denver has been very nice, and I'm just waiting for the snow. I'll let you know how I feel about it then.
You'll make it. You'll make it. It's not that bad. Trust me.
Okay.
All right, Sabrina. Good to hear your voice. Thanks.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. So the declaration that the Council for the American Indian Movement of Colorado and the elders of the Council of AIM, the chapter. This is what they want: that the mayor and the city council make a declaration that celebrations of Christopher Columbus should end in Denver because such displays are historically flawed and divisive to the community. The mayor and the city council should endorse a proposal to replace Columbus Day as a state and national holiday with a more inclusive and appropriate holiday, and the city should facilitate discussions among the groups outlined in the mayor's letter, the Four Directions All Nations March, and Festival Italiano, to foster better relations between American Indians and the Italian-American communities, and to create celebration that honors all groups and that the contributions of all and their contributions to the Americas. That the money saved from police protection and prosecution be directed to all of Denver's people, including spending parts of the savings for health and homelessness and education projects involving American Indians in Denver. Specifically, they would like to collaborate with the city and Denver Public Schools to create a charter school with indigenous orientation. And they also would like that the mayor and the city council endorse a review of the curricula of the Denver Public Schools on the teaching of Columbus and U.S. policy of expansion. They also call on city officials to request a report on Denver schools' teaching of the American Indian history. So do you agree with all of this? Do you think this is too much or some, or do you agree with some of it or not all of it? At 303-713-7600, and I've got two lines open. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, I don't think it's enough, actually. I think that they should be asking the city government to pass a resolution to the federal government stating that their support of Columbus Day as a federal holiday is really an atrocity. I mean, we don't celebrate any of the days when the first slave ships arrived in Virginia, and we don't celebrate any of the days, you know. The only things we celebrate are things that are supposedly good about our country. And
all right, so maybe we should ask the larger question. Has Columbus Day outlived its usefulness? Because we now acknowledge that Columbus was not a nice guy, and so there is no reason really to have a Columbus Day parade, nor is there any real reason to have a Columbus Day.
Well, it hasn't outlived its usefulness to people in power that would like to perpetuate the lies of history that have been told for the last two centuries. So,
but what about the rest of us?
Well, it's never been useful to the rest of us. It's kept the rest of us. The history that we've been taught, that I was taught in school, has kept everybody in the dark about the things that our country was founded on, you know, from the very beginning. I mean, it's like picking at a scab that we really don't want to pay attention to, but we have to grow. You know?
Well,
to heal and grow, we need to get rid of the malignancy in our history.
Yeah, I don't even know if in school they still teach it as Manifest Destiny. What it really was imperialism.
Yeah, well, that's what I was taught, and I've been out of grade school for a long time. I would encourage everybody that's listening to read Howard Zinn's People's History of the
yep.
United States. That's an excellent book. Tell all your friends about it after you read it. I mean, you won't even have to get through the first chapter before you hear that story. So,
you got it, Brad. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Easy.
All right, 303-713-7600. I've got three lines open. Three lines open. You don't have an opinion about Columbus Day? You don't have an opinion about this parade business? 303-713-7600, 742, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760. Don't sit on your half moons. Get plugged into the program. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
A special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit RichmondAmerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted,
oh,
don't you?
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there
are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
747, it's 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin with you. And the high today, only up to 58. I don't know how it is where you are, but it's cloudy out in Boulder here this morning. 303-713-7600, we're talking about the Columbus Day Parade. And if you read Charlie Brennan's article in the Rocky Mountain News, Columbus Crossroads. And hello to Jan Murayama of Lakewood. Jan, is this hour's $1,000 name? Cast just for being a loyal listener for from AM to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Jan Murayama of Lakewood, congratulations to you. All right, let's get on the phones here at 303-713-7600. Natalie in Denver. Natalie, good morning.
Love your show.
Thank you, Natalie. You're very kind. Go ahead.
Just got a question, really. I was wondering if there are any teachers out there or parents of school-aged children that can tell me what they're teaching kids now about Columbus Day, because I certainly learned that Columbus discovered America. That's why we had Columbus Day and why we had parades.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. And discovered, I'd be interested in knowing that, too, because I haven't been in the school system in like a gazillion years. I got no idea what they're teaching these kids. And I'm like you, I'd love to know if they're teaching them that Columbus discovered America and that Columbus was a good guy.
Right. Just a question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Natalie. I think it's one worth answering. Anybody know? 303-713-7600. Any teachers out there? Anybody know what they teach the kids in about Columbus? Anybody seen their kids' books? I'd really be interested to know so with Natalie. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how are you today?
Hey, John, how are you?
Well, let me answer your question. I just dropped my 12-year-old off at school, and every morning on the way we listen to you. And she turned to me and she said, "Dad, he was a murderer." So that's what they're teaching.
And so they're teaching the truth about him.
They are teaching that, yeah, and you know, AIM had a good part in that. I mean, you know, the American Indian Movement had a good part in that, and it's the truth. And we got into the discussion about it, and my 12-year-old said, "We shouldn't have this as a holiday. We shouldn't have this as a holiday." So, you know, it's out there and it's being taught. And this is Denver Public Schools, so it's happening.
And you think the holiday should be abolished? I do, too.
I absolutely do. You know, I think we could find, it sounds kind of PC, but I think we could find an alternative holiday to celebrate this. And I had to explain to her after the fact of listening to you and that there was controversy about the Native Americans. She said, "Well, why do they have a parade?" And I had to explain to her that, you know what, the Ku Klux Klan can have a parade. It's their constitutional right. So, you know, it's a huge dichotomy, you know, where do we go? But, you know, that's one of the forefronts of our Constitution, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, you can't deny anybody their right to free speech. They certainly have a right to get together and put on a Columbus Day parade. Of course, we've also got the right to speak out against it and talk about how we don't like it, but we can't stop them from doing it.
Absolutely. As long as both sides of the coin are a peaceful assembly, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it, and it's part of our Constitution. You know, that is their constitutional right, as long as the government doesn't pay for anything in it.
Yeah, I agree. As long as no government tax dollars are involved, other than having police protection.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the thing is now, you know what, they're not going to agree to this. They're not going to agree to the demands. So now what's going to end up happening is we're going to have this big brouhaha on October the 10th, and it's just like, oh, come on. You know, it's like, can't we sort this out in any way, shape, or form? But there is no, I guess there's no way to sort it out.
Not really. I mean, you know, he was a murderous conqueror. What are you going to do?
I don't understand why the Italian community would want to put up with this.
Good question, but, you know, they need an Italian to celebrate. This morning on the news, somebody from AIM said, "Why don't you celebrate somebody like Leonardo da Vinci or something like that?" And, you know, there are great many Italians that you could celebrate, you know.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, man.
Hey, my pleasure.
Appreciate it. No, we're not going to. No, John. John Turk writes me, "How about Madonna?" We're not going to celebrate Madonna. Give me a break. Oh, Lord. Let's go to, who are we going to here? Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a little bit torn on the holiday myself. I'm an Italian-American, and I agree that the Christopher Columbus name needs to be dropped. However, I grew up in Philadelphia and New Jersey with large Italian populations. I feel as if the holiday, the connotation has changed over the years, and it's more of a you know, an Italian overcoming. I mean, it was a large minority in the early 1900s, and it was kind of a more of a celebration that the Italian-Americans made it here, rather than Christopher Columbus.
So why not change the name to Italian-American Day?
I mean, I'd be happy with that, but also not really, because I think it needs to be more inclusive as well. So that's why I say I'm a bit torn, but it's also, you know, it's a different, completely different feel than it is here in Denver. The holiday, I think, means more as Italian-American.
Means more what? To play in places where there's a large Italian population?
Yeah, I suppose it's you know, more, like you said, it could be an Italian-American Day, but we're really not celebrating Christopher Columbus. It's more the excuse for what was already there.
Yeah, but it kind of, you know, but it carries his name, so then that makes it kind of, you know, see, there's no question, look, there's no question that Italians have contributed greatly to the development of this country and the diversity of this country. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to argue that point. And Italians have every right to be proud of their heritage. And Italian-American Day would cover it all, and everybody could participate in the, you know, the Italian experience.
Right. Yeah. I just feel a bit slighted when it's like, oh, we need to just drop the holiday completely, when this holiday growing up was one of the biggest days of the year, and, you know, it was up there with Christmas and Thanksgiving and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe dropping the holiday is not a good idea, but how about renaming it?
I'd be happy with that.
All right, pal. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Now, what about renaming it? What about renaming it and making it something that really does honor the Italian heritage instead of having something that is named after a guy who engaged in genocide and basically was no better than Pol Pot in a lot of ways? Let's go to Lawrence in Denver. Lawrence, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm in favor of dropping it completely, and I'm also in favor of dropping all the holidays except for Independence Day so that we don't have any more division in this country.
Why would you want to drop, for instance, why would you want to drop President's Day?
Well, I just figure we don't need it, you know.
Oh, no, I don't know about you, man. I need all the holidays I can get.
Yeah, that's what the problem is. Because,
I'm not that ambitious.
But as far as murder and all that, that's just pretty much what happened whenever, back in that day, you know, that was normal procedure, you know, and if you came on the shore and the Indians could kill you, they would, you know. So, and if you went on their shore, you killed them. That's the way it happened, and people ought to get used to that. You know, it's just a different time, different.
Yeah, but you don't want to celebrate somebody who is responsible for the genocide of thousands and thousands of people, do you?
No, I don't. But I'm just saying that everybody did it. You know, he wasn't the only one.
Yeah, but that's not a valid excuse, and we don't celebrate everybody.
Well, but. I mean,
saying everybody, you know what, saying everybody did it is kind of like the same thing that Tom DeLay always says. Well, you know, I don't know why they're charging me with the money laundering and conspiracy because, I mean, everybody does it. That's the way business is done.
Well, I mean, I just think I'd get rid of all the holidays of Independence Day. But wait a minute, though.
Before you get rid of all the holidays, are you talking about getting rid of Christmas? Are you talking about getting rid of, President's Day? Are you talking about getting rid of Memorial Day, or you could talk about getting rid of Labor Day. And Labor Day, by the way, was moved from May 1st to its current date. Maybe we should move it back to May 1st. But are you talking about getting rid of all of those holidays?
Yeah. Why would you want to get rid of them? Because I don't think they're. I think the only one that's really important is the formation of our country, and that's what we ought to.
Well, yeah, but are you an employer?
No.
Well, then what are you saying? You don't want a vacation day?
Yeah, that's right. I don't care about it. I mean, I'd rather work.
You know? Well, you know what? I rather would not work, and I bet there's a lot of people who take those days, like, for instance, Memorial Day, they take it very seriously.
Yeah, well, all the...
And Labor Day should be taken seriously in this country because we ought to honor labor because it's laboring people that built this nation, not the CEO and the corporate heads.
Most of them wars were just con jobs anyway, so...
Most what now? Say that again?
Most of those wars were just con jobs anyway.
So it doesn't make any difference. People lost lives. What are you saying? World War II was a con job?
Yeah.
How was World War II a con job?
Well, we could have avoided it. How could we have
avoided World War II? Were we not attacked by the Japanese?
We were, but we had intelligence that they were there.
Here we go. Okay, so you think that World War II, you think that we should have sat out World War II and just allowed Hitler to do whatever he felt like doing?
Well, if some people in this country hadn't been financing them, then maybe he wouldn't have got as far as he got.
That's not the point. The point is that we were attacked during World War II, and the point is that, you know, I can't even argue it. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you what. I got a solution for you. You want to know what it is? You go to work on every holiday while the rest of us stay home, okay? Workers of the world, relax would be my message. Thank you for the call. Coming up next, Christy Harvey to talk about the recent Supreme Court nomination.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for progressive talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. President Bush holds a Rose Garden press conference 30 minutes from now to get his political agenda back on track. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noter tells us filling a Supreme Court vacancy is a top priority.
With his nomination of Harriet Myers under attack by some conservatives, President Bush will use an opening statement to defend his choice. He will stress her conservative judicial philosophy to interpret the law and not legislate from the bench. Mr. Bush will also stress his commitment to hurricane relief and urge Congress to cut unnecessary spending to pay for it. It's his first formal solo news conference in more than 4 months. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco is calling on the government to drop restrictions on the use of federal emergency funds. Otherwise, she says, some struggling towns won't have the money to pay their workers.
I'm asking the federal government to help pay the regular time salaries of these essential public employees.
The boat that overturned Sunday, sending 20 people to their deaths, has been fished out of New York's Lake George.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Lake George, New York, on a huge flatbed truck and with a massive police escort. The Ethan Allen was rolled out of this picturesque town and down the interstate. Investigators will comb through the wreckage for any mechanical or structural problems that may have contributed to the accident.
New York State authorities have suspended operations by the company that owns the boat. Americans John Hall and Roy Glauber will share this year's Nobel Prize in Physics with a German scientist. Their work improved the accuracy of lasers and GPS technology. Hall was barely awake when he got the call from Stockholm, Sweden.
I've already had huge joy that a young colleague already pressed my doorbell, and we had a nice chat here, me in my pajamas.
And Texas Congressman Tom DeLay has been hit with a second corruption indictment in less than a week. It accuses DeLay of conspiracy and money laundering by steering corporate donations to Republican candidates. In Houston, Harris County Republican Chairman Jared Woodfill says the indictment won't hold up.
I think this is just partisan politics at its finest. It's a liberal Democrat prosecutor who's on a witch hunt.
A husband and wife going on trial today in Kansas City, Kansas, are accused of using a psychotherapy practice to turn mentally ill patients into slaves, forcing them to commit sex acts they videotaped and asking Medicare to pay $1 million for therapy. With gasoline hovering around $3 a gallon, America's love affair with the SUV seems to be cooling off. Sales of some models, like the GMC Envoy and Chevy Tahoe, fell 50% last month. Automobile market researcher Art Spinella says a lot of buyers are asking themselves, do I really need one?
The market is not going to go away. But it is going to wind up becoming more use-specific rather than fashion statement.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 7 points, NASDAQ's down 3. This is CBS News.
The Quaker Man may be 127 years old, but he's still pretty good in a fight. Don't believe me? Consider this. Not only is Quaker oatmeal a cholesterol-free food, it actually helps remove cholesterol. The soluble fiber in oatmeal hunts down cholesterol, grabs it, and kicks it out of the body. So Quaker oatmeal isn't just a tasty breakfast. It's a pretty feisty little heart helper. Quaker oatmeal. Something to smile about.
Get the good stuff.
Don't wait until you're driving on a dark road to find out you need new headlights. NAPA's TrueView headlights produce a truer, wider light than halogen headlights for clear nighttime visibility. And they don't project a distracting or offensive glare to oncoming drivers like some headlights. Best of all, when you come into NAPA today and buy one NAPA TrueView headlight, you get the second one free with a mail-in rebate.
Wells Fargo. No matter what stage you're at in life, nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. The next stage.
AM 760. North Georgia Progressive Traffic.
Problem working on the highways. It's eastbound I-70. A crash after the shoulder at Quebec, so expect some curiosity slowing behind that. Other than that, just the usual delays. Southbound I-25 running heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Slow rides southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Usual slow spots along the diagonal and Foothills Parkway. Highway 93 is crowded in both directions between Boulder and Golden, and Denverbound on the Turnpike. We're seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. Checking the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s right now, 49 degrees. Visit your local GM-certified used vehicle dealer today. Their 110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM-certified, no worries. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes hit the gridiron this Saturday at 5 p.m. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for CU's homecoming game as the Buffs battle the Texas A&M Aggies.
Steps away the linebacker. Nice job.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today of around 58. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin with you, and let's say hello to Christy Harvey, Deputy Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress. Christy, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I said this to Nancy Keenan. The president of NARAL was on this morning early, about 6:20, and I said this to her, and I'll say it to you. It seems like that most of the squawking, most of the noise being made about Harriet Myers is coming from the right wing.
Isn't that incredible? It's kind of a wonder to see. I knew that we were in for a wild ride when I heard Rush Limbaugh jump on this guy, Sean Hannity was jumping on this guy, William Kristol, who is a talking head who makes George Bush look like a flaming liberal. He's jumping on Harriet Myers. They're not quite sure what to do with her.
And what is it they're scared of, that she's going to turn out to be another David Souter?
They are, and they're also afraid because, you know, John Roberts did not come out there with a big conservative banner. He did not come out there drumming the Scalia, drumming the Thomas, Tom, when he was nominated. And they said, okay, this is all right because we're going to sort of let this one go through, and then George Bush is going to stick it to the Dems, stick it to the liberals with the next really crazy conservative justice. That's where we're counting on, that next position. And then we got Harriet Myers, and they said, wait, this isn't what we signed up for. We don't know anything about this lady. And so people are very nervous. And then you have Harry Reid coming out, the Democratic leader in the Senate, or Senate coming out and saying, yeah, I'm happy about this. And they're thinking, oh, my gosh, what is happening here? We don't know what to expect.
Yeah, Nelson in Nebraska called her a fine choice.
Right, right. And the thing is she really is a complete blank slate. And just because the Republicans are upset, I can't say this strongly enough, that doesn't mean that progressives should be happy. We really don't know anything about this woman. She has basically no paper trail. There is nothing we can point to and say, oh, that's where she comes down on choice. Oh, that's where she comes down on women's rights. Oh, that's where she comes down on civil liberties. We just really don't know what she's about.
Does this prove that Bush is basically, I mean, has the right wing basically, the ultra-right or the neocons, have they basically been had? Because does this prove that Bush is a campaign conservative, but in reality he's what they call, a quote-unquote country club conservative?
That is one possibility. I also think that Bush has shot himself in the foot. If you look at what's been going on over the past year, Iraq going terribly. His Medicare proposal really not doing well. USA Today this morning said that seniors aren't interested, can't understand it, don't want any parts of it. His Social Security plan was dead on arrival. And so he doesn't have that political capital that he thought he had. And he can't really risk a fight because, you know what, there's a big chance he'd lose it.
See, I thought it would be just the opposite. Now, this shows you how much I don't know. I thought what he would do is I thought he would get a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. I thought he would get a dyed-in-the-wool conservative that where they could have a fight.
Right.
Where there could be something going on because and that he could use to energize his base and maybe get back into the good graces of those who may have a few questions about him. But I guess you're right. I guess he just doesn't have the stomach for any kind of an argument. And could that be because he's either politically weak, or could it be because he knows he's got Katrina and these other battles coming up and he's keeping his powder dry for those?
Well, that's the thing. And also, in their second terms, presidents start to worry about their legacy. How will people remember them? And at this point, George W.'s legacy is the terrible war in Iraq that he brought this country into basically voluntarily, and Katrina, and the images of poor and black Americans stuck on rooftops and drowning to death. And so he doesn't really have a leg to stand on, and he knows it. And also, you know, I was surprised when it first came down, and then I was surprised that I was surprised, because one of the things that we've seen with this president is politics are almost secondary to loyalty with him. If you are a George Bush buddy, man, you are made.
Well, cronyism.
It's absolute cronyism. And, you know, whereas most people would give their friends some flowers or a gift certificate to Red Lobster to say thanks for being a great friend, George is going to give you a big seat on the Supreme Court. And if you have shown your loyalty, you're made. You're in. And that's really what's important, is that you're on his side. There was a very conservative, uber right-wing judge named Harvey Wilkinson that a lot of the really right wing was very excited about. They wanted Harvey on the Supreme Court. But Harvey Wilkinson made the mistake this summer of talking to the New York Times and talking a little bit about his philosophy to the Times, talking a little bit about his Supreme Court chances, and that is the cardinal sin to the Bush White House, and they shut him down immediately. And so I think people are still a little mad that for Bush, cronyism comes before philosophy, But all I say to those people are, welcome to the club. This is what we've been upset about for 5 years now.
But you know, something at a time when he's under attack for cronyism, vis-a-vis FEMA and Michael Brown and Julie Myers and all of these other appointments, at a time when he's under attack for it, what does he do? He turns right back around and then he just repeats it again when it comes to the Supreme Court. He takes his own personal lawyer and tries to put her on the court.
Absolutely. This is the stay the course White House. This is not the White House that learns from mistakes. This is the White House that said, okay, if we made a mistake, the only way to divert attention from that mistake is let's make a bigger one, or let's just keep going, because as long as we don't blink, maybe people won't realize that we've done something wrong. But there are so many questions surrounding Harriet Myers, not only about her judicial philosophies, but, you know, Jay, I'm really curious to know what she's been doing as White House counsel over the past year. I mean, she is the person that, for example, they would go to say, hey, what do we do about Karl Rove and Valerie Plame? What do we legally have to do here? She's in that. She is the person that they come to and say, hey, there's more cases of abuse in Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib. What do we do with that? And so she has been the White House lawyer. We're never going to see those papers, but I am really curious to see what they would say.
Yeah, you're right, because it's client... what do they call that? Client...
attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, attorney-client privilege, and you know that this White House is going to definitely invoke that. I mean, Ted Kennedy hasn't he filed to get all that stuff, and he's going to get rejected.
He's filed to get it, but there have been some people. I think Sam Brownback, who is a staunch Republican, he has come out saying, you know what, I don't know that in this case attorney-client privilege counts. So there is going to be a battle over whether or not attorney-client privilege counts when it's a Senate nomination. And it's interesting. It's exactly what people on the left were going through just a few weeks ago with John Roberts, saying we want all the answers. Now the right's saying, yeah, us too. So we could see some very strange bedfellows come out of this situation.
All right, before we run out of time, let's turn to Tom DeLay. In trouble once again.
Oh, man, is he getting sized for his orange jumpsuit or not? I swear, I don't want to have these images of him sharpening his toothbrush into a shiv, but he is in some trouble.
Now they're charging him with money laundering.
Money laundering. That's what you charge Tony Soprano with, not
yeah, exactly.
A member of the House of Representatives. So, yeah, he's in big-time trouble, and they're trying to spin it, but don't buy it. They're trying to say, you know, they couldn't make the other charges stick, so they took it to a new grand jury. But this thing has been in the works for a few weeks now, and it's this brand-new grand jury looked at the stuff the other grand jury saw and said, not only is that right to indict him for conspiracy to launder money, but, dude, he's in it up to his elbows. Indict him with the whole thing. And the scary part for Mr. DeLay is that kind of thing carries a life sentence. So he could get a year or, you know, he could get 50.
Yeah, but white-collar crime is awful, awful, awful hard to prove. I mean, I think the main thing it does is it puts a cloud over his head, and if it lasts into 06, he should have an interesting re-election campaign in his home district.
That's true. He only won by 5 percentage points last time, and a cloud like this can shave 5 to 10 points like that. So his penchant for playing politics is coming back to bite him a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
All right, prediction. Do they get him on the money laundering, yes or no?
I don't think they do. I think there are way too many loopholes you can skitter around in. But I do think that they have enough to really show people what he has been doing.
So it ruins his chances of ever being speaker. Majority leader again.
I think so. I think it exposes his shady behavior. It calls attention to a lot of the other shady stuff he's been doing. He might not hang for it, but it'll definitely swing a little bit.
So he's finished.
I think he's finished.
But then look what they do. Then they go out and get Roy Blunt. I mean, okay, like with his tobacco lobbyist son and his tobacco lobbyist young wife.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, just last week, the Center for Responsive Politics, or one of those groups, CREW, I think it was,
right,
put out a list of the 13 dirtiest politicians besides Tom DeLay, and number one on that list was Mr. Roy Blunt. So, you know, it's one crook out, one crook in my opinion.
Christy, thanks a bunch. And you know something I've never asked you about, I've never had you plug, but you can definitely do it. You do a radio show too, right?
I do. I have a lot of jobs. I have a radio show on in the morning. It's on Sirius Satellite Network with Bill Press. And then I also, my real job is the Progress Report and Think Progress, the two Center for American Progress publications, which you can find at thinkprogress.org. for updates all day long on all the stuff that's going on. Or the progress report, you can sign up and get it delivered to you once a day for free. And it's kind of one-stop shop for all the news you need to know.
All right, Christy, great to have you on again, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
You bet, Christy. Thanks. There's Christy Harvey, Deputy Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress. And she has her own show on Sirius with Bill Press. And she is responsible for all of the things that are happening there at American Progress, Center for American Progress. And I get their emails, and their emails are absolutely great. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. 303-713-7600. We'll break into open phones early this morning because we've got Jameson Fosier coming up right after 9 o'clock. So if you want to talk about the Columbus Day Parade, and I'm going to read you this story about what's going on in Illinois or anything else that may be on your mind, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about Harriet Myers, we can talk about that too. Or Tom DeLay. It doesn't make any difference what's going on. You want to talk about a referendum C&D, we can do that as well. 303-713-7600, 817, 17 after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
With a home equity loan from LendingTree, you'll get up to 4 customized offers you can compare and act on instantly. Use the money for home improvement, debt consolidation, or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
21, 21 minutes after 8. High today around 58. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is all right with me. We're going into open phones here a little bit early. We've got Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America coming up after 9 o'clock. How about this story? An organizer of a planned memorial to honor Confederate soldiers who died in an Illinois prison camp says a rebel flag will be displayed at the memorial's dedication despite opposition. We consider this an honorable flag. This is a soldier's flag, said Ron Castile, National Chief of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans and one of the memorial's planners. There will be no substitute. Camp Butler, just east of Springfield, was a training facility for Union troops during the Civil War and a prison camp for more than 3,500 captured Confederates. More than 800 of the prisoners died and were buried there, and the site is now a national cemetery. Local and cemetery officials already have approved the plans for the Confederate memorial there. Organizers have raised about $6,000 for the project, which will include a 7.5-foot obelisk, and hope to dedicate the memorial sometime next year. The local NAACP chapter said the flag represents oppression and murder. The Anti-Defamation League, which fights anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination, proposed that the organizers fly flags of individual southern states during the dedication, saying many Americans consider the Confederate flag to be a symbol of hatred and oppression. Senator Dick Durbin and Senator Barack Obama have asked federal officials to bar the display of the Confederate flag during the ceremony. Confederate flags are not allowed to be flown in national cemeteries, but Camp Butler officials say the flag can be carried in and out when monuments are dedicated. Well, all right, so should they be flying the Confederate flag at that national monument? See, it's another thing kind of like the Columbus Day Parade. It's another thing. Do you consider the Confederate flag to be offensive? I do. I consider it to be offensive. But what do? Do you stop this guy's right of free speech to be able to fly that flag? Free speech is an easy thing to talk about, but it's a tough thing to defend at times. So do you agree with Barack Obama, and do you agree with Senator Dick Durbin that they shouldn't fly it? And this is happening in Illinois. If you talk about that or anything else at 303-713-7600, I've got three open lines, so jump on them. Let's go to Anna and Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for yesterday's talk about gay marriage. I've been with the same woman for 30 years.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Thanks. We did have a celebration and invited all our neighbors and everything. But I don't know so much about marriage, but I know legal connection would be good.
Yeah, what are you going to... Let me, if you don't mind me asking you, what... Do you have any legal arrangement at all between the two of you, or what?
Oh yeah, we have a will that gives her anything I have, and me anything she has, depending on who dies first.
See, I walked away from that conversation yesterday thinking about a lot of things. Like one of the things I should have said to that guy who called up and was, trying to compare rape to, when I was asking that one guy about how do two women or two men getting together, how does that affect you? personally. And, you know, I should have said, hey, you know, what we're talking about here is we're talking about two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, and rape is not an act of consent.
Exactly.
And I don't know why. You know, I guess when you get up at 3:30 in the morning, I guess some things just slip out of your head and you don't hold on to them very well. But I should have asked him about that, and I was thinking about that all day yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and one we've made a number of times. In terms of, it's certainly true. It's like people think that pedophiles are homosexuals, but most of them are heterosexual males because it's like rape. It's a thing about power.
Right, exactly. It's not about sex. You're right about that.
Exactly. And so, but what another thing I wanted to mention is that the thing you were talking about this morning about this person who's come up for the Supreme Court.
Oh, Harriet Myers?
Yeah. Didn't the Democrats announce they wouldn't fight John Roberts because then they would fight the next nominee? And they've taken the wind out of their sails.
Yeah, well, what they said basically was that they had that gang of 14, of which Ken Salazar was a member,
mm-hmm.
And that they would not launch the filibuster except if the nominee were under extraordinary circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
because they expected Bush to go out and get somebody who is blatantly conservative in the mode of maybe Scalia or Thomas. And so what does Bush do? He goes to Harriet Myers, and, you know, that not only takes the wind out of the sails of Democrats, but now for some reason it puts the wind in the sails of the far right, which is not happy because they believed that Bush had promised them that he was going to change the court and move it more conservative, and nobody knows where Harriet Myers stands.
Okay, look at what will happen when the right wing turns her down and pack together and vote against her. Look who's coming up next. People like Janice Rogers Brown, who does remind me, isn't that her name?
Yeah, it's Janice Rogers Brown.
Yeah, there are a couple of them who are coming up who are who remind me of that woman who ran the concentration camp in Germany who made lampshades out of people's skin.
Janet Rogers Brown is pretty
yes,
radical.
She is. She's pretty bad.
But you know, the thing is, if conservatives like Sam Brownback and others, if they vote against Harriet Myers,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't make it, that's like a huge embarrassment to the president.
Well, then the next one will come up. Of course, the president himself is not making these selections. You know that to keep.
No, I don't think he's smart enough to make.
No, I don't think so either. His keepers are. Now if you really thought he was really making these selections, you would think, maybe he should be impeached because he really doesn't have any sense. I mean. I think he should be impeached. I think half the Senate should be impeached and most of the House.
I know, you're pretty radical. I know from our last encounter.
Well, see, radical means getting to the root of, and that's why I like to keep that word.
Well, good for you. All right. And Anna, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
One line open. No, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's whatever you want to talk about this morning at 303-713-7600. We broke into open phones a little bit early. Let's go to Brooke in Fort Collins. Brooke, you're on AM 760. Hi, Brooke.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing okay, Brooke. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about that Confederate flag issue. And, you know, I just recently took a class in U.S. history, which I think is really interesting because I'm completely left liberal, but it's amazing to me how many things I didn't know about this country. And what I think about the Confederate flag issue is that it is also a symbol of a people saying we want to succeed from this nation and have our own nation.
Right, that's true. It's states' rights, all that stuff, yeah.
Which is very American. And I think for that alone, it should continue to be a part of our history.
Yeah, but should it be flown at a national monument? I mean, after all, if you're African American, the stars and bars aren't the most endearing piece of cloth you're ever going to run into.
Well, no, and on the other hand, though, I mean, human history is bloody, and if we eliminate everything that is, offensive to somebody because it got hurt, there's no symbolism left. I mean, you know, everybody's been trodden on. You know, I think it's history that needs to be celebrated here, not necessarily, you know, tiptoeing on everybody's feelings. And that's, I mean, I just, come on, everybody grow up. It's a matter of historical importance.
All right, would you say the same? Now, all right, I don't want to get you into something you don't want to talk about, but would you say the same thing about the Columbus Day Parade coming up on October the 10th?
Well, you know, I think symbolism changes over time. I mean, it's become more about, you know, Italians using that day to celebrate their heritage. You know, more so than who Columbus really was, and that he thought he discovered a new world. He didn't. That, you know, Cortez probably went further in discovering that this was a totally different place than anybody had ever been. So I don't really even think that that's what Columbus Day is about anymore. I think
Americans are objecting to it.
Yes, they are, and maybe they should have their own day. Maybe they should petition to have a Native American Day if there isn't one already, and have a parade, and, you know, and there'll be a whole other group who's offended to that.
So you're taking a pretty libertarian stance here this morning. All right, Brooks, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, 831, 29 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Have a couple hurdles for the drive right now. Westbound I-70, bunched up with a semi and a car, tangled up on the ramp to southbound I-25, and we have a new crash southbound I-25 approaching Alameda, so that's adding to the delays coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Southbound 225, we're seeing brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Usual slow spots along the diagonal on Foothills Parkway. Highway 93 is crowded in both directions between Boulder and Golden, and Denverbound on the Turnpike, still slow from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, mostly cloudy skies right now, and things going to clear up a little bit this afternoon with highs in the 70s. Right now, 51 degrees. Heating bills are going to be outrageous this winter. Act now with Tom Martino approved energy efficient replacement windows from K&H Windows and Exteriors. Right now, buy two windows and you get one free. Call K&H now at 421-7100. That's 421-7100. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Spill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8300. 343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. Computer Superheroes will respond the same day you call. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of Blitzer. In the Situation Room, which runs on CNN in the afternoons, spent the entire afternoon talking about this boat and showing a picture of this boat. And it finally got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, I never do this. I never, ever, ever do this. But I went in and wrote CNN a letter. And I sent him an email. And I said, man, it must be a slow news day that you have to do this. Because after all, the boat's just sitting out there. There's nothing happening. And it went on and on and on. Eventually, they got the boat partially raised. So he must have started this whole thing about the boat at somewhere around 4:15 our time, 4:10 our time, and then was done with it at 5 o'clock. When he went off the air, he was still covering it. And it interrupted what they call the strategy session on the Situation Room, where James Carville was going to talk to some other guy from the Republican Party, and they were going to talk about Myers. And they never got to it. And I don't know if anybody noticed that or not, if anybody was as irritated by it as I was. And Mary, who went to the gym yesterday, and you know, in the treadmill deals, and I haven't been going to the gym like I should, and I'm starting back again on Monday, on this coming week. But, you know, the treadmills, they have those little flat screen TVs. And Mary had not brought her headphones. She had forgotten to bring her headphones with her, so all she could see was the picture. And it was this boat. It was this damn boat. And so it was like the weirdest thing yesterday. I finally, after writing them an email, I couldn't take it anymore. I switched to headline news. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we'll go to Andy in Centennial. Andy, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
All right. I wanted to talk about the Columbus Day Parade.
Sure, go ahead.
And, you know, as a matter of policy, I would not change anything. In other words, the Italians have the right to organize the Columbus Day Parade. The American Indians have the right to protest it. I mean, you know, that's sort of the American way. You know, people have the right to express their opinions. Now, if I were one of the organizers of that parade, however, I'd probably change it to something like the Da Vinci Parade. You know, some Italian who really made a significant contribution to progress. And I think people would be very receptive to that. In fact, you know, the Native Americans might even be willing to participate and support that kind of a parade.
Oh, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think people would not only be supportive, I think they'd be enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, yeah. So why continue to shoot yourself in the foot over something that doesn't really matter?
You know what? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I have no clue as to why it is that the people who put on the Columbus Day Parade, the Italian-Americans have put it on. I mean, I don't understand why they have to stick with Christopher Columbus. I'd really like to hear their side of the story.
Yeah, yeah, I would too. Can I also make a comment about the woman before me who was talking about the flag?
Yeah, sure.
The Confederate flag. You know, there's a difference between showing the Confederate flag in a historical display, like in a museum or in a textbook, as opposed to having it as a part of a memorial occasion. And especially with an official sanction, you know, where this is a governmental, occasion. And that's, to me, what makes it offensive. To understand its historical significance is appropriate, and we need to understand it. But to honor it and venerate it as a part of a memorial display is offensive, and I think that's the problem.
Well, I would agree with you on that, too. Not to be easygoing this morning, but, I would definitely agree with what you're saying, because by allowing the flag to be flown there, that's as good as the government giving consent to it.
That's right. That's right. And that whole war, as she pointed out, she's really right. That war was in part about these people wanting to separate from the United States. And our government went to war to stop that from happening. And to honor a symbol of that side of that war is to say something like our government was wrong, or there was some, there's some way in which we should apologize for, the North being on the North side in that war. It's just not appropriate.
Also, too, there's the issue of slavery. And, people make the argument that what really happened was, you're right, to stop them from succeeding on economic grounds rather than on, and then the slavery took, a second-tier seat. But, there was a lot of slavery in the South. And to a lot of African Americans, that symbols of star, those stars and bars are offensive.
Yes, they are. And they're offensive to me for that reason as well, even though I'm not African American.
All right, Andy, great call, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Anthony in Denver. Anthony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Anthony. What's up?
I wanted to call in response to the conversation or topic you had yesterday in regard to the ban on gay marriage possibly getting on the ballot.
Sure.
And I just wanted to have us keep in mind that in the southern states in the last election, it was used to motivate the Republicans to turn out to vote.
Yeah, that's why I think that they'll use it again here, and they'll use it in other states across the country.
Yeah, so we just have to remember, if it does get on the ballot, we need to turn out in even greater numbers, because otherwise you're just going to have more Republicans elected to office, and we'll just continue in this mess we're in.
Well, we not only got to do that, but we also, I think, have to tell people that it's a culture war distraction, and that it distracts from the real things that are going on in this country and the real things that need to be addressed, like the fact that 62% of this country at this particular time opposes what this current administration is doing in Iraq. I mean, to talk about gay marriage is to hide from the real realities of what's really happening in this country.
Well, the other thing is, it's the administration, but it's the other Republicans in office who are allowing this to continue. So let's not put everything on the president. Let's put it on the other Republicans who are getting elected behind him.
Oh, I agree. The ones that stand up behind him, we should definitely tag them with it. There's no question about it. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care.
Okay. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines at 303-713-7600. 843 AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Boy, it is cloudy and overcast here in Boulder. The weather forecast is calling for thunderstorms in the afternoon, man, but it looks like it could rain right now. Anyway, we'll take more of your calls. It's open phones, and we'll get Jameson Fosier coming up after 9 o'clock, 303-713.
There's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we...
It's temporarily to the office, then it's back to the corporate restaurant business. After his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-433-1718 to join the union.
40% home energy savings. Call Thermal Advantage today at 303-487-6880. 303-487-6880.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 58. They say scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I don't know about you where you are, but here in Boulder, it's cloudy. Ugh. Bring back the sun. All right, it's open phones to talk about anything you want to talk about. Unbelievable. I want to ask you if you believe this. I really want to know if people believe this. George W. Bush says at a press conference in the Rose Garden that he never discussed abortion with Harriet Myers. Now, do you believe that? Do you think that's true? That he never sat down, he never discussed that with her? Come on. Because, you know, that's a subject that adults have a conversation about that in passing, don't they? Or am I the only adult that has that? And Mary made the comment this morning. I think it was this morning she made the comment that Bush isn't really against a woman's right to choose. He just campaigned that way. And that the Bush family is not for a woman's... Not against a woman's right to choose, and there's not against a woman's right to privacy. They just campaigned that way. But do you believe that this guy never sat down and he never talked to Harriet Myers about this? Come on! What is this deal? I mean, this is almost like being in a compact automobile with the windows all rolled up and somebody passes gas. It's like everybody knows it's there, but they don't want to comment about it. Let's go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I just want to get back on that topic about the Confederate flag.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, it's disenfranchising and it's oppressive when you fly things, when you know the history and you know what it stands for, but you simply do it anyway. It's just a form of racism and oppression. And if people that don't want to you know, change their views and step on other people's toes, they're not sincere. I understand they want to protect their heritage and their history and everything, which is, you know, it's quite okay. But on the topic of the judge that he just hired, I believe it has a lot to do more with the corporations and what they want to get accomplished. They're trying to take all the rights away from the workers of this country. They want corporations to dictate what they want to the laws and the. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, Jay, is they're trying to reform this nation. They're trying to mold this nation into a corporated state.
Oh, you know what? I don't disagree with that. Look at the campaign money. Look at Tom DeLay's in trouble for. I mean, where do you think he got that money from? You think he got that money from some guy sitting on a street corner in Texas? He got it off of corporations. It's the system is rotten and corrupt with it. And I think there's a column.
Also, there's a column
today in the, I think it's in the Post maybe, or the Rocky, I don't know, you have to look. The E.J. Dion writes about it, about how the system is how it has to change.
And if you follow the history of this judge, his best friend, this lawyer that he had just appointed, she was the main one that got the stadium for him, for that Texas Rangers stadium. They condemned this one family's land, I guess, and they said it was unlivable. So she was the one that was doing all using that condemning the laws against these people to get that stadium. So once again, I believe that Bush, Cheney, Libby, and all of them, they're gearing up for this litigation, this indictment about the CIA leak. He's really using this for his legal appointments, because he's in trouble. I don't think a lot of people know, and I know the news is not reporting it. He's in trouble. I think they're linking him with this CIA leak, and they need. I think if he does.
Well, George Stephanopoulos on ABC this week on Sunday kind of in a roundabout way alluded to the fact that maybe the leak came directly from the Oval Office.
Yeah, and I think the leak. That's what I believe I heard. And I think if he gets indicted, don't he go in front of the chief of the Supreme Court?
He wouldn't get in, that's an interesting question. I think he,
I believe he do, Jay, and I
don't I, know.
I, I listen to the Randy Rhoads show, and she throws all the facts down.
If it turned out that he was the one that had leaked it,
yes.
and Stephanopoulos kind of like alluded to it but wouldn't come out and say it,
yes.
If he's the one who leaked it, first of all, they'd have to convene an impeachment hearing in the House of Representatives, and they'd have to charge him.
Yeah, and they're full of Republicans, so you know.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Not
what would they do? Well, that's true. They are full of Republicans. That would be step number one.
But
I don't know. I don't know if he were legally to be indicted in a court of law. I think he would most certainly would have to resign.
And the only way it would go up to the Supreme Court is if the pressure that people get on the House of Representatives to send this man on charges, put him up on charges. So if he does go up to the court, he has his boys in place. He's not going to get indicted. He's not going to get impeached. They're using the system. They're changing the system to rob all sorts of things, Jay.
Well, he's not going to get impeached because Democrats are in the minority in the House. I mean, if that changes in 06, then maybe there might be a chance that at least they could have hearings on Iraq and some of the other things that have gone on, of which the Republicans have managed to bury and keep quiet. So we got to see what happens in 06. That's why it's important that everybody gets out in 06.
Equality is gone
votes.
In this country. Equality is gone. It is
gone. I don't think it's gone. I think we can get it back.
I don't know, Jay. I'm disenfranchised, and I'm thinking about moving to Canada. Really, I do. Because I want to know, what's the percentage of people moving out of this country?
That I don't know. But you know something? What would you rather do? Would you rather run or would you rather fight?
I can't fight because I'm a minority in this country. I have no.
Yeah, but
voice.
You can band together with other people and achieve a progressive agenda if we all band together and get active. I mean, we need to get out and vote on C&D, referendum C&D. That'll be a black eye in the right wing's face. And then we need to turn around and we need to make sure that we get Democrats elected in the House of Representatives in 06.
Yeah, my voice is saying that we need to educate our children to learn more and have people stop deceiving them because the education system is jacked up. They don't want to teach us nothing, so we'll be dumb, so they can pull these stunts on us. People that don't know anything are easily manipulated. Easily.
All right, Marcus, I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm just not that doom and gloom. You know, and I know I've gotten crossways with callers before about this. But I really think that we have a chance to make some good things happen in 06. Look at the Republican leadership. You know what? The Republican leadership in this country is in trouble. They're in trouble because Bush is in trouble because his poll ratings are so low. All those photo ops that he did, according to a current Newsweek poll that was just released, you know what? It only lifted him 5 points. So now instead of 40%, he's got 45%. But you look at his numbers on, like, Iraq. I mean, they are awful. I mean, they are awful to the point of being absolutely shocking. 67% of the people in this country don't think the war in Iraq is worth fighting. And I just think we have an excellent chance if we get our acts together. We got to get out and vote on referendum C&D. We have to give the right wing and the Dick Army a black eye and the out-of-state interests that are trying to defeat this referendum. That's number one. Then number two, we got to gear up for 06. And we got to start turning it around. And if you don't have a congressional race going on in your district, then adopt one in a district near you. And get involved. We've got to do this. We don't have any other choice. All right, it's 8:58, a couple of minutes before 9. We're going to continue with open phones. We've also got Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. We'll talk to him about the press coverage of not only Harriet Meyer, but also Tom DeLay. And I got one for him that I heard Chris Matthews say last night. So we'll run all that by him coming up right after the news, and plus take more of your calls on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana.
Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Jordy Report and Mike Malloy.
Now more progressive.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. President Bush is even now holding his first solo news conference in more than 4 months. He opened with a statement talking up his unexpected nominee for Supreme Court Associate Justice, White House Counsel Harriet Myers, and was pressed by reporters on her qualifications.
I picked the best person I could find. People are going to be amazed at her strength of character and her intellect. But the tone will be set by the people who conduct the hearings and give the speeches and run the television ads.
The Myers selection has left some Capitol Hill Republicans unsure about her conservative credentials, but some Democrats seem to be supporting her. A lawyer, but not a judge, there are very few records to define her judicial stance on controversial social issues, and President Bush says he can't help on that.
In my interviews with any judge, I never asked their personal opinion on the subject of abortion.
More trouble for former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. A second Texas grand jury has returned a second criminal indictment against him, money laundering, after the first indictment last week charged him with conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws. Craig McDonald, who heads Texans for Public Justice, a group that keeps track of who gets what money in state politics, thinks delay, whatever the outcome of his criminal cases, is going to lose many in his political power base.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Republican Party in Capitol Hill, the loyal they have been up to this point, puts Tom DeLay in their rearview mirror.
More GIs have died in combat in Iraq. The first casualties were told by CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi in a big anti-insurgent sweep called Operation Iron Fist.
They had been having considerable success, but now the U.S. military has just announced that five service members have been killed in the last 24 hours or so by roadside bombs or being shot. So the insurgents are taking their toll as well. The body count of the insurgents, it's hard to tell, appears to be up around 40, but it's hard to know.
A German and two American scientists will share this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. Harvard's Roy Glauber told us he got the news when he was awakened early by the Nobel Committee.
I'm still here in my pajamas, if you'll excuse me, and I've had no opportunity to plan anything.
Glauber and the University of Colorado's John Hall will share half the physics prize. The other half goes to Germany's Theodor Hensch. All did similar but separate work advancing optics technology used in making lasers and global positioning systems. The 7-mile bridge leading to the lower Florida Keys has reopened a day after a fiery and fatal crash closed the only road connecting Key West and the rest of the state. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead more than 21 points. NASDAQ Composites up by about 4. This is CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7. Overstock.com.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're still dealing with a couple little hurdles for the drive. Westbound I-70, we're slow because of a semi and a car tangled up on the ramp to southbound I-25. And then we have an accident working southbound I-25, just past 6th Avenue. So that's adding to your delays coming out of the Thornton area into downtown. Also have a stall block in the center lane. That's right around Evans, southbound on I-25. Southbound 225, a little jamming from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and things are sitting out around town on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, and the turnpike back up to top speeds in both directions through Bloomfield and Westminster. Looking at the forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today, mostly cloudy at the moment, but highs today in the 70s, it's 51 degrees. Wells Fargo customers save over 32% every day at over 100 great restaurants and more. Yeah, save 32% at over 100 great restaurants like Abel's and Braun's and with dining dollar certificates. View selections, details, and order online at wellsfargolink.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about...
Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:06, 6 minutes after 9 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today around 58, cloudy here in Boulder. All right. Today's meet and greet winner is Jeff Saucier. Jeff Saucier. We don't have any idea where he lives, and I'm not sure how you enter to win this thing, because nobody in management's told me. But Jeff Saucier, we're calling your name. Call the radio station. Do what you like with it. Okay. 9:07 here. Wait. Stuff set up. All right. Let's go talk to Jameson Fosier here about the media, because I got one for JMO from yesterday with Chris Matthews. Jameson, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, Chris Matthews says to, and I can't remember who he's talking to here. I'm trying to think. I think the panels were Pat Buchanan, and I can't remember who the other one is. And I don't know if you guys caught this or not, but anyway, he says Al Gore. He says, and I'm paraphrasing him here, that the Bush-Gore election in 2000 was a tie, but that George W. Bush won it by campaigning on a conservative agenda and a pro-life agenda. Now, that's not what happened. The Supreme Court gave George W. Bush the election in 2000. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, that's how I remember it. I don't know how Matthews can say, on the one hand, if it was Matthews who was saying that that it was a tie, and then a couple seconds later say Bush won. That just seems inconsistent to me. But I don't know what his broader point was. It's certainly always been well known that Bush's pro-life, a big part of his campaign was claiming to be compassionate, which a lot of people think, you know, has sort of been one campaign promise he hasn't come through on.
All right, let's talk about Harriet Myers a little bit. Everybody is caught with their pants down, including the media to a certain degree. Correct?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that people really expected this based on some of the reaction that we've seen so far. Yesterday, there were several news reports that noted that one of the interesting things about her past is that she popped up in a couple of the Bush's sort of controversial issues he had going on when he was governor of Texas. She was the chair of the Texas Lottery Commission at a time when that was sort of scandal plagued, and it was tied into Bush's National Guard records, and there were lawsuits about firings from people who claimed that they were they knew how Bush got into the National Guard, and it was all very controversial. And so this was mentioned in passing in a few news reports, but nobody was really connecting the fact that Bush has nominated somebody who has never been a judge, doesn't have much experience, and has been tied up with some ethical controversies to the broader story of what's going on in Washington with the Republican Party right now. This is an administration that's gotten a heck of a lot of heat for putting people who aren't necessarily qualified into important jobs like Michael Brown.
You know, I didn't hear any discussion yesterday at all, basically, of her being involved in anything, any of the ethical problems with Bush. I didn't hear any of the news media really talk about that, and maybe I was watching the wrong news media, but I didn't see anything about that.
I think it's good. It just got very passing mentioned in some in the New York Times made a passing reference to it. A couple other folks did too. If you look around online, you'll see Philadelphia Daily News senior writer Will Bunch has a good bit of detail about Myers' role in the Texas Lottery Commission. It hasn't gotten a lot of notice so far, but what has been interesting to me is that when it has been mentioned, it's been mentioned kind of in passing with no placing this in context. It seems particularly odd if there's a nominee who has some sort of ethical troubles to pick that person right now if you're Bush, and then if you're the media, to not tie that in with the fact that Bush's entire party is, you know, enmeshed in a series of ethical scandals. And, you know, you've got Tom DeLay being indicted and Bill Frist is being investigated, and Karl Rove and Scooter Libby are, who knows what's going on with them in the DeLay Primo investigation, but it doesn't look good. It's a little bit surprising that the media has kind of ignored the political aspect of this nomination, which is that it kind of gives people yet another reason to talk about the ethics and the qualifications of people Bush is picking and people Bush is surrounding himself with.
Well, everybody I've talked to this morning on this that we've had on, from Christy Harvey to the head of NARAL, Nancy Keenan, all bring up the cronyism aspect of this, and the media seems to touch on a little bit, and it's weird timing after Time Magazine doing that whole piece about cronyism in the White House.
It is. I mean, it sort of, you know, smacks of putting Michael Brown on the Supreme Court, which I don't think anybody would do at this point. Jeff Toobin did on CNN yesterday bring that up and mention the quote was, she was Bush's personal lawyer when he lived in Texas. This is a president who has been accused of cronyism at FEMA in other settings recently. This, I guess, will be raised here. So he does acknowledge that, but you're right that mostly it's kind of been ignored.
All right, let's talk about Bill Bennett, because we talked about Bill Bennett on this show. And Bill Bennett claims that we were taking him out of context. Is that true or is that false?
Well, it's false. It seems like whenever we we point out somebody's words and that causes them embarrassment, they accuse people of taking them out of context. You can go to our website. We printed the whole section of that transcript from the caller's initial comments through the end of Bennett's, and we put the audio online. So we didn't take anybody out of context. I don't think anybody else really did either. Bennett actually kind of seems to be taking himself out of context in his defense of this. But in defending himself, he's basically saying, look, I wasn't suggesting that we should abort black babies. I said that would be awful. But that's not what the criticism of him is for the most part. The larger complaint that people have is that he was equating race and crime, not that he was suggesting aborting black babies. Everybody knows that Bill Bennett doesn't want to abort black children. The problem people have had with him is his equation of race and crime rather than, say, class and crime or income and crime. That's really what's gotten him into trouble here. And then the other thing that's gotten him in trouble is some of his absurd follow-up comments, like where he bragged that his wife has done more for black people than the entire Congressional Black Caucus, which includes, among other people, John Lewis. I don't think anybody, you know.
See, now I laugh when you say that. How can he get on the air and say that with a straight face?
I have no idea. It seems like a remarkably tone-deaf, if nothing else, way to approach you know, the sort of controversy that he's gotten himself in is to basically denigrate John Lewis. It doesn't seem like the best way to get out of you know, the embarrassment that you're feeling over some pretty racially insensitive comments.
You know, I don't even know who his wife is or what she's done.
That's you know, nobody does really. She has run a nonprofit organization that you know, I guess tries to preach abstinence or something like that. And you know, for all I know, it may have done great work, and you know, let's hope that it does. And I have nothing against Bill Bennett's wife. I just think that it's you know, pretty remarkable that he would make that comparison and make it in such a sneering way.
But he never apologized for it.
Of course not.
What do you mean, JMO? Of course not. I mean, I would if I made a statement like that.
Well, he hasn't yet apologized for suggesting that, you know, basically there's a direct link between race and crime.
Yeah, you're right. He hasn't apologized, but don't you think he should?
I think he should, sure.
But it's not going to happen.
I wouldn't expect it.
No, we can't hold our breath and expect it to happen. What do you make of Dick Cheney calling Rush Limbaugh yesterday over Harriet Myers?
You know, this is, I don't know, second, third, fourth time Dick Cheney's been on Rush Limbaugh's show in the last 2 years or so. Can you imagine the outrage and the outcries there would be if, say, you know, Harry Reid hung out with Michael Moore? Now, Rush Limbaugh's a heck of a lot more controversial than Michael Moore, or he should be. He's a guy who's praised the abusive prisoner at Abu Ghraib. He's a guy who refers repeatedly to feminazis. He's basically a bad man. And Dick Cheney goes on his show and kind of gets a pass for it. Nobody holds him accountable for that. Nobody says, look, you're aligning yourself with the most extreme elements of American society. And that, to me, is the most noteworthy thing about it, just the fact that he went on Rush Limbaugh's show to begin with. Forget about the substance of what they talked about for a second. Like, that's extraordinary, and it's not a, you know, nobody's talking about that. As for the substance, you know, you see Cheney go on Limbaugh's show and assure him that Harriet Myers is going to vote the right way, and you see all these other sort of administration talkers out there assuring people that she's all right on Roe v. Wade and she's going to vote the right way. And at the same time, I'm watching Bush's press conference 20 minutes ago, and he refuses to answer whether or not he's ever talked to Harriet Myers about abortion.
He said he never discussed it with her.
Said he never discussed it with her, and then later qualified that as, to the best of his recollection, he'd never discussed it with her.
Yeah, we know about his recollection, don't we?
Was an interesting fudge. but I don't know how, on the one hand, they could be claiming, as Bush did over and over again, that he doesn't have a litmus test, he doesn't know how she feels about abortion, he never talks to her. And then on the other hand, you get Dick Cheney going out there on Rush Limbaugh's show to reassure the base that she's going to be okay. How do they know?
Unbelievable.
Those two things seem to be inconsistent to me.
All right, if people want more information about Media Matters for America, where do they go?
MediaMatters.org.
All right. And Jameson, it's JMO, it's always good to have you on, man. It's just a real pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
All right. Have a good day. All right, there's Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. Go to www.mediamatters.org. It's a website well worth checking out. And get on their mailing list, too, and you get, like, a lot of great stuff. 916 6-
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling a new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com. It's that time of year again. Time to call American Exteriors at 3037 Window to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. 25 years of superior customer service has made American Exteriors the largest window and siding company in the Rocky Mountain West. They make their windows right here in Colorado, so you're buying direct from the manufacturer, avoiding that hefty middleman markup that other window companies have to charge, and eliminating any warranty hassles. American Exteriors' beautiful windows and durable maintenance-free siding will beautify your home and save you money on your energy bill. American Exteriors. They've been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. What are you waiting for? Call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And if you call right now, you'll get 40% off your next order. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-933-0939. 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 919, 19 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 58. You know, I was thinking about that thing with, now I can't remember the caller that brought it up, Marcus, I believe, about what would happen if George Bush, if the Valerie Plame deal went all the way up to the Oval Office to George W. Bush, as Stephanopoulos kind of like hinted on this week, which I don't know if this is the case, so don't go running around saying Jay said this. He wouldn't have to go before the Supreme Court. He could go before a district court in Washington, D.C. I'm certain he would appeal it, probably, all the way to the Supreme Court. But if he were charged, they would charge him at the place where the crime was committed, which would be in court in Washington, D.C., in federal court there. That's how that would operate. Don't hold your breath thinking that this is going to happen, by the way. But we are going to get an answer. Or at least we're going to get some kind of a decision about this whole Rove, Scooter Libby, Plame, Judith Miller situation, because it's due out. The grand jury's time expires this month. All right, it's open phone, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kelly in Longmont. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, actually, I was calling about the Confederate flag. I know we've moved on quite a ways since then.
No, you can go, we can talk about that if you want to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of the road on it. I don't believe it should fly over the Capitol building, but in this one case, just because it's in a historical context, these men died in support of the war, and they're going in there to honor these guys, and I think flying it for that one day would be appropriate.
Do you think you'd look at it that way, though, say if you were African-American?
You know, probably not.
See, I mean, to me, one of the tricks about getting along, and I don't do it all the time, so I'm not, you know, I'm not putting a halo on my head, but one of the tricks to getting along is trying to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes so you figure out, like, well, maybe it doesn't offend me, but it might offend somebody else. Now, you know, let me tell you, conservatives and the neocons always make fun of this, because they always go like, oh, this PC society. But you know something? One of the things about like living in a society where you're harmonious and you have an exchange of ideas without having to try to kill people, I mean, is you try to have some consideration for somebody else. I think what the world lacks most, I think what this society lacks most, and I blame the right wing for this, is we lack kindness.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think, too, you know, you have one group trying to understand the other side, but at the same time, you know, you got to try to understand where these guys are coming from, too. And, you know, I agree that was a period of our history that was, you know, very, shameful. But, you know, they want to honor, you know, their people who died and, you know, died in this prison camp. So, you know, you kind of, you know, for a one-time event, now I don't think the flag should be flown there every day, you know, but just as a one-time event, you know, while they're doing this memorial ceremony.
I don't know. I think it's just too offensive.
Yeah.
And I don't like what it stands for. And as a taxpayer, I don't want it on taxpayer-supported property.
You know, I'm kind of in the middle on it. I don't agree with it on, you know, Capitol grounds. I don't think it should be flown anymore. But, you know, it's just kind of, you give these guys a chance to honor their, you know, people that in this situation.
Why not fly the flags of the Confederate states, each individual state?
Now, see, that might be more appropriate, to fly the flags of the states that they fought for. And, you know, that would also be another way of doing it.
That way you wouldn't offend anybody, because the stars and bars to me is a racist symbol.
Right, it has been used as that. You know, instead of being a historical symbol, you know, where states it was used too many times to downgrade the people, as in the blacks of the period.
All right, Kelly, so, something to think about anyway. Hey, I appreciate the call.
All right, well, thank you.
Sure, you bet. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, George.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm not doing bad. Say, you know, I just kind of wonder if, you know, after Katrina and Rita, that, you know, things are going to, that's going to kind of change some opinions in the South. I mean, it would just, I just kind of wonder about that. But anyway, about the Confederate flag, you know, if it said, if they had the words on it that said something like Southerners in favor of human rights or humanity or something like that, I wouldn't have that much of a problem with it. Just like I'd like to see the Mexican flag with the words Chicano on it, but that's my bias. But nevertheless, I think this stuff with Bill Bennett is really significant, and I think Americans really need to pay a lot of attention to that. That is a definite red flag. This guy came out, that was just an off-the-wall excuse for him to promote eugenics and sound just like Adolf Hitler. And I think for that reason, people need to really be on guard and up in arms, you know, actually. And I also think it's significant the way all these right-wing crazies are on hate radio re-spewing their sentiment, their agreement with Bill Bennett, and I'm alarmed by that. I am very alarmed by that. and the fact that the way they run their talk shows is total dominance and control. And, you know, I think the FCC kind of says, hey, you're not supposed to plug your agenda and shove it down people's throats.
No, the FCC doesn't say anything about that at all.
They don't, huh?
There's no fairness doctrine anymore. No, they don't say anything about it. You know, we're as free to present our agenda as they are theirs. And now, thank God, you've got a choice. So you don't have to listen to them all the time. You can listen to us.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's like they're everywhere, you know. And all we got is you and Randy Rhodes and Al Franken and Big Eddie Schultz and... You know, and Malloy and Graveyard, but that's just one station.
And well, but you know that's the way it works. I mean, those other stations are free to do as they wish. I mean, it's you know, there's no fairness doctrine anymore. The FCC dismantled that; it was dismantled. So there's not really much you can do about it except support this radio station to make sure we stay on the air,
and maybe make a lot of noise. You know, because. I really think it's significant what Bill Bennett said, and you know, I think he's that just sounds like such a eugenics platform. And you look at the track record of this administration and the Bush family, and you know, they're really all about that. I mean, look at all the genocidal bombings in Vietnam and Cambodia, and I think him and Kissinger, G.W. H. Bush and Kissinger did. Something very similar in Africa. I'm not real clear what it was. And Bush was also involved in a eugenics project in Mexico and in India. And so...
What a eugenics project was that?
In the mid-80s, he was... They were doing a birth control project in Mexico. But I'm not real clear on...
You can't make a charge that they were involved in eugenics. I don't even think they would be involved in birth control because they're against women having the morning after pill in this country.
Well, the thing is that whole premise was back when it was created by Margaret Sanger, and she started the eugenics.
Well, Bush wasn't even alive when Margaret Sanger was on the planet.
His dad was, and he was involved in all that.
Oh, his dad was probably what, 2, 3, 4 years old.
Well, no, that was back like
Sanger was around in like 1920,
well,
maybe
yeah.
1918, 1917.
Right, and
Bush would have, Bush's father would have been just a kid.
No, he was in college. He was at Yale University.
You know what? That's absolutely impossible. How old he'd be now? He'd be like 90.
Bush's father is dead. I mean, George H.W.
Which Bush are you referring to?
Prescott.
Well, Prescott, the senator. I don't know if he was involved in this or not. Where do you get your information from?
Book by Tarplay and I can't remember the guy's name, but it's George Bush, the unauthorized autobiography or the unauthorized biography, and it's online.
Well, it would be. All right, I'll check it out. But I this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, you can get it off Google.
Okay, but, well, check it out.
It's a pretty long book, but it covers the history of the Bush family fairly well, as well as it can, because a lot of documents have been buried. But nevertheless...
All right. I appreciate it, but I got to move on, man.
Have a good one.
Thanks, George. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. 929, 29 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at a little progressive traffic here with Bailey, and we'll continue with your phone calls coming up.
Well, thanks, Jay. Just one problem working in the drive. It's a center lane stall stop on I-25 at Evans. It's actually being pushed off to the shoulder, but still a little bunchy as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Now, I-70 looking a lot better in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, southbound 225. Slows for the drive into the tech center. And around town, things back up to normal again on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside, still a little loaded up. And the turnpike hitting top speeds east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, checking the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s. Right now, we're at 55 degrees. What if coming home could feel like going on vacation? That's how it feels at Vista Ridge. Golf, tennis, swimming, volleyball, and hiking trails are just minutes from your door. Homes from the mid-100s to more than 1 million. They're on the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM rooms and a hallway for only $125. You get the same great service, the same quality from the company I recommend and trust with your money. And you know what? I recommend and trust them with my money, too. I mean, Mary and I had fabulous results from them. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home no matter who you've used before. You got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with the superior work that they do. Superior Carpet Care, man, they are really happening. And they, you know, if you need your carpets or your air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care at 303-371-3700. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, you kind of stole my thunder. I believe this nomination, the Supreme Court nomination, was probably politically motivated. He's probably worried he's going to be impeached. And
yeah, but you know something? Doesn't it absolutely amaze you that people like Sam Brownback and people like on the right are livid with him?
Well,
I mean, that's pretty amazing, actually.
You know, maybe it's all coming back on him. You know,
Because Harry Reid was like, I mean. Well, Harry, do you want to date with her? What's the story here?
Well, Bush has been trying to dismantle the CIA for a long time. He can't get his cronies in there, and you know. So the fact that Bush and Cheney did not have knowledge of this Roth incident. Come on.
Oh yeah. Well,
okay.
You know what?
Nothing happens like that unless you know they're involved. And I think there's such a corrupt administration. I don't put anything past them. I think they should be impeached for this friggin' Iraq war. If you ask me, I think
well,
it's illegal. Is wrong. Any president who brings about an illegal war, in any circumstance, should be brought up and held accountable. And
I agree, but we just you know the problem is you just haven't got enough Democrats in the House of Representatives to get anything started, and that's why we got to look towards 06.
Well, maybe we need to take some legal paths like this, and maybe there needs to be more independent counsels and looking at what's going on.
Yeah, but you can't get anything started because the Republicans control everything.
Well, somebody's getting something started with this Roe v. Carl Roe investigation. Why can't
well, yeah, but that's because wait a minute though. But you got to understand something. That's because the law's been broken.
Well, what the law?
Because it's illegal. That's because it's illegal to.
Well, isn't it illegal to lie and tell lies about a war, a legal war?
The fact is
that's even worse.
yeah, maybe even worse. But technically, it's not against the law.
Well, they should make it a law.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, they should. I mean, the guy should be should have been out of office a long time ago.
Maybe Congress needs to take a look at how we allow this country to go to war.
God, you're frustrating me, and I don't mean to get frustrated.
Well, I just
you're not going to get what you want because we don't. The left and the Democrats do not control the Congress.
Well,
who controls the Congress?
They can keep bringing up amendments. They can keep bringing up bills.
They do. They try to, but they get voted down.
Well, then we need to hold them accountable some way.
You hold them accountable at the ballot box.
Well, yeah, but he this is a crime. It's a legal war, and to me, he should be held accountable.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
Is this show over with? I really feel like going home. Do we have anything else to put on here where I can leave? Let's just play music for the next 23 minutes. Or how about silence? How about no noise at all? God almighty, I wish I could retire. Let's go to Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760.
But, Jay, if you leave, then we have to gravitate and listen to the other radio station again, and we can't have that.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, though, some mornings...
We can't have that.
Some mornings I like to put a gun to my head. All right, go ahead. What's up?
I was born and raised in the South, and unless people understand the personal nature of the Confederate flag or even how the South itself evolved, you know, a lot of people have these middle-of-the-road opinions about the Confederate flag. If we had more, like, people like my mother or my older brothers who were involved in the civil rights movement, even my mother growing up in the South, if she was able to truly express more about what this flag is and what it really means, maybe those middle-of-the-road Northerners or Midwesterners would somehow move over more to that side and say, you know, the flag is offensive. There's not so much the offensiveness, but the flag was also used as a sense of fear. And I remember growing up as a kid, my oldest brother used to have this huge Confederate flag in his home on the wall.
Mm.
And my twin brother and I asked him, why did you have this flag? And he said, when once he conditions his mind not to react and stare, then the flag will come down. And ever since that day as a kid, and both my brothers were Panthers, I'm proud to say, but in the South, I see it now when I see Confederate flags, especially down south, in the windows and the bumper stickers and you know, flying. I say, oh, there go another dumb redneck again. Because the whole lifestyle of the South, the T-shirts with the Confederate flag, they have a T-shirt, for example, that would say, Yankees 1, Southerners 0, halftime, referring to the Civil War. We'll have another Civil War all over again if they are going to go back to the way the South wants it. And so, and me having a personal relationship, well, I was in a relationship about an incident in 2001, before I moved here to Colorado Springs, with the flag itself, because I spoke out with some friends of mine that I lived in a community which was 99% white, and I was the only African-American coach in the rec department. My son played ball since T-ball in this community, and almost, I can say, all of my friends were white. All the kids I went to school with was white, but because I spoke out against the Confederate flag during the boycott in South Carolina in 2000, 2001, to make a long story short, I was charged with a no trespassing order. I couldn't go to any public facilities, any park, gymnasium in the city of Hanahan, South Carolina, and I had to get an attorney to fight this.
Whoa.
And that's a short version of the story, but to make a long story short, the city's attorney wanted me to commit to anger management classes, and they'll drop the charges. But the charge was trespassing on a public park, which I wasn't on the park at the time. I was on a sidewalk. And I got arrested 6 days later, Jay, 6 days later for walking on a sidewalk.
That's bizarre.
Riding my bicycle with my daughter, and I got arrested 6 days later. Police showed up at my home and arrested me for trespassing.
That's ridiculous.
All because of my stance against the Confederate flag. But the Confederate flag is not a flag of sovereignty. It's a battle flag. That's what it is.
That's right. I agree. Well, you know what it is? It's an offensive symbol of an offensive time in this country.
It is.
And I have no, I personally have, you know, I just, like, wouldn't, if I don't ever see it again, it's fine with me.
Well, I see it, the issue of yesterday, I want to make a quick comment about yesterday, which is with the gay issue. I remember a year or so ago here, the radio station, local radio station in Colorado Springs had Dr. Dobson on, and he was strictly talking about the gay issue. He wrote a book about raising boys, and I remember I called him, I said, you writing a book about homosexuality is like you writing a book about growing up black in the ghetto. How can you write a book about something that you don't completely understand? Now, there's a gentleman that was very close to Martin Luther King in the 60s. His name was Bernard Rushton.
Yeah, he was gay.
He was gay. And when I tell some of my African-American friends who are anti-gay, I said, if you understand the closeness of the relationship between Martin Luther King and Bernard Rushton, this man was one of the organizers of the March on Washington. And I said, a lot of people do not know that historically. I said, now, I'm not saying that he probably, you know, that folk would have fought for gay rights then, but I'm pretty sure now it was all a movement, but the gay issue is strictly one of, there's a moral issue, if you agree or disagree, and then there's a legal issue. And really, there's no legal standing to deny
Two consenting adults.
There's no legal standing. That's why the conservatives want to have an amendment to the Constitution, because the Constitution would trump anything a state does or does not do. And that's why they want to add that. That's why they want to add that amendment. And it is so simple. The reason, because there's no legal precedent setting in this country for any. There's no law that would deny two consenting adults to marry if they're the same sex. And that's the problem. So this whole argument of, well, marriage between one man and one woman saw the Bible. I said, well, you know, you need to read the Bible a little more. There's a whole lot of brothers that had a whole lot of. I think Moses had more than one wife, if I'm not mistaken. There's a whole lot of other people in the Bible that had many wives. So it's not just one man, one woman. But if that's a new argument, Jay, I have a new solution to that argument. Because in this country, before the Civil Rights Act, African Americans, if this country wanted to, didn't have to be recognized to be married when they got married because they had no civil standing.
That's right. That's exactly true.
So even when my mother got married, really, if the government chose not to, They didn't have to honor your marriage because you had no civil rights in the first place. None. So when people argue this whole, this historical aspect of marriage, no. It's called a side of fish you stand on. As African Americans, 40 years ago, we didn't have any civil or legal standing in this country. And let's get it right. Marriage between a man and a woman was not about partnership. It was about property. Women were the property of men. That's why they took on the men's last name. Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't own property. Let's get the historical aspect of marriage correct. When I ask my conservative friends, when did women became partners in a marriage? Not until after the Civil Rights Movement, basically, for most women. But historically in this country, women didn't have any rights. So this concept of one man, one woman partnership, historical.
Well, women in this country never even had the right to vote until what? Until the 20s, I believe. All right, listen, I'm running out of...
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing back the 90s. Yes, they have the nerve to bring back the 90s, and they're calling the new dance club Nirvana. Come experience 3 decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s and 80s and the new 90s club Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Hardware Store today. Ace, the helpful place. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Randy Rose.
She says everything I want to say, and she has a platform to say it, so she's my voice.
Randy Rhodes.
Well, you sure know how to make a girl feel wanted,
oh,
thank
Randy.
You.
Randy Rhodes.
I listen to Randy Rhodes. I think
sound, Rockies will match it, and now you got $3,000 towards a brand new car. That's right. Rockies Autos has the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado, and their matching down incentive is going on right now, so take advantage of it. Got $500? Put $500 down, and it's like having $1,000, because Rockies will match it. And at Rockies, every single automobile carries a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Carfax, Rockies will show it to you, tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about ready to buy. Many dealerships charge you for it, or you know what, they don't show it to you at all. And at Rockies, they got great people working out there, like Colby and the Tower of Power and Spanky and the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and the Ali brothers and the Mays brothers. It's a family operation out there, I'm telling you, with all good people and Rogers out there. And they're all just great people, and Sherry in the finance department. I mean, you just can't go wrong at Rockies. And Mary and I have bought there time and time again and have had nothing but satisfaction all the way through. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they treat you like family. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. But try this out for size. If you don't believe me about their selection, go to their website, Rockies Autos, with an S on the end of autos, rockiesautos.com, and check out their massive inventory online, and you can even pre-qualify for Rucker Showers, an increasing cloud after 3 o'clock. But you know what? It's cloudy, and it's kind of a little bit like overcast here. How's it down there, Turk?
Today is the first day it really looks like winter out there, Jay. It's gray, foggy, kind of overcast. I mean, it just looks miserable out there, kind of windy. Looks cold, and I'm in shorts and a T-shirt, so I think it was warmer at 4:30 this morning than it is right now.
Yeah, Mary keeps bugging me. She's ready for winter. I keep saying, no, man, I want that sun out there, and I want that sunshine. I really dig that. All right, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Sounds like you've been, I'm all right, but it sounds like you've been having a rough morning.
Well, I just couldn't get through to that guy that you can't do anything if you don't have control of Congress.
Well, that's like trying to get through to Republicans, you know? In fact, listen, I'm gonna end your day with a nice, clean joke, all right?
All right, you got it.
All right, this guy, he's totally fed up with the world situation. So he goes into his favorite bar, and he says, set me up with three shots. He says, I'm so fed up with those Republicans. All Republicans are jerks. Well, there's this guy at the end of the bar, and he gets up, and he says, I take offense to that. And the guy says, the other guy says, I'm sorry. Are you a Republican? The other guy says, no, I'm a jerk.
This is pretty good. That's like that old Jerry Lewis joke from The Nutty Professor, where he's Buddy Love, and he says, I once went to a psychiatrist who said I had a split personality, and he charged me $80. So I only paid him $40 and told him to get $40 from the other guy. It's pretty good, Paul. You know what? I love you, man. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, all right. Listen, the sun will be coming out, so hang in there.
All right, Paul. You're the best, man. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
That was good. Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Hey. I hate that you're having such a rough time, and here I'm a right-winger calling in. But I'll be nice, all right?
It's all right. It's all right. But did you think the joke was kind of funny? I thought it was funny.
It was good. It was very good, yes.
All right, go ahead.
Very quickly, the last caller before, he had so many great points that I wanted to touch on. But from yesterday, the gay marriage discussion, there were two things that kept coming back to my mind through the day. One is, I will admit, in the Christian community, somebody brought this up, there is a certain hypocrisy when it comes to sin. And somebody mentioned this. We like to point out the sins that we don't really struggle with that the other guy does, you know, and we ignore or would rather ignore our own. If you go in the Old Testament, as far as I understand, I appreciate that you let people call in about Scripture. Even the right-wing shows, they avoid the Bible for some reason.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, I think we should discuss it.
I agree. So that's why I like your show. But anyway, anytime you find homosexuality, you will also find it, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, right next to it, usually in the same sentence, you will find adultery and fornication. So in other words, the theme definitely is that God has designed sex to be this wonderful, great thing, and I'm not a Catholic. Sex is wonderful. Read the Song of Solomon. God really is into good sex, okay? But among a married couple. And so I think there is a hypocrisy among that you guys on the left probably hear from the right that, oh, we're just picking on homosexuality. And we really do, in a sense, in our culture, give a pass to adultery and even more so, you know, fornication. You know, so the theme is that sex is there. It was designed by God. It's a wonderful thing. It's not just to produce kids. It's to enjoy. But it was designed between a man and a woman. Now, even in the Old Testament, those guys all blew it with all their wives and concubines. That doesn't change the fact of how the design was. It just shows the sin of man that we keep.
Okay, but
women and
let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Here's what I get from a lot of people. Okay, if you're Christian, you believe and endorse and go by the New Testament, right?
No. That was the other point I wanted to bring up.
Okay. All right. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
So you can also use the Old Testament too, right?
Well, Jesus was a Jewish rabbi, and the one main theme of his was what? I came not to replace the scriptures, but to fulfill them. So where
okay,
you have
but can you refer to the Old Testament as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
okay, here's my objection. Here's my objection.
It's possible not to, actually.
All right, here's my objection.
Right.
That what I get in emails and what I get on the air here a lot of times is that, quote-unquote, religious conservatives cherry pick out of the Old Testament what they want to believe in, and they discard the rest. They leave the rest of what they don't want to deal with out, and they only give us selected verses that support their point of view. Where I would say to them, well, you know, the Old Testament talks about keeping kosher. Do you keep kosher? No. The Old Testament refers to, to the subject of adultery, of women being stoned for adultery.
Right.
Do you believe in stoning women for adultery?
No.
And it doesn't believe in divorce.
Right. Well, it still doesn't today either. I mean, in the New Testament as well. Actually, Moses did give the permission for divorce. But again, I would answer your question this way. There isn't a soul alive that isn't guilty of wanting to do just what you said. Whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Christian, whatever, to go and cherry pick. It is very hard, and that's why I think you really have to be a student of the Bible and spend a lot of time in it to make sure you're not taking something out of context and saying, wait a minute, this was something that God was dealing with the Jewish tribes, and now I'm taking this and I'm trying to apply this today. That would be crazy. So,
all right,
so you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and let me lay this larger idea on you. We have a separation of church and state in this country, and it bothers me that there are those who would want to invoke the government into the lives of two, not children, not teenagers, but two consenting adults about what they want to do with their lives as long as nobody else is hurt by what they do.
All right, you want me to respond to that?
I got a minute, so take it.
All right. I would think I agree where you're coming from, and I guess I see it. And I think that analogy of rape yesterday was just an awful example. I think what I would use better, and even with the caller that just called in, if we look at all the other heterosexual sins that are destroying marriages in America, homosexuality would just be a little part of that. But I do believe our structure in our society is built on strong families.
Anything that'll
hurt that is bad.
All right, I got to stop you. To be interrupted and continued at a later date.
There you go.
Thank you for the call.
You take care.
Okay. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise.
The GOP.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club, Polyesters, is bringing...